This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Me.
Hi. We're here like Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, we made it through.
Today's weather rant is not against the forecasters.
No.
In the Washington, D.C. area.
They are not the objects of our wrath.
No, the problem is when the forecasters lowball it and say, and incidentally, I love to be lowballed.
We all do.
When they lowball it and they say, we're going to get a dusting to 2 inches, and they have the idiot reporters last night out in front of the big salt, what do they call those silo things?
They're the salt silos where they have all the road treatment products, and we have made fun of it for years, and I think today we found out just how important it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because the fault, friends, is not with the TV reporters getting people in a panic, not with radio getting people in a panic. The problem is that they called for a minimal amount of snow and sleet, and we got it here in D.C. However, they didn't send trucks out, and I'm talking about in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, until what?
In Maryland, I know between 6 and 7 a.m., and now you have a rush hour in Washington, D.C., like many other major metropolitan areas, that begins at 2 a.m.
5 a.m.
At 2 a.m., that's when the rush hour starts. So by the time they decided to go out and treat the roads, it was too late.
Yes.
I have such empathy for those who drove in that crap in D.C. this morning. And I know that where we're heard in the sparse regions around the country, where you have inclement weather and it's no big deal to you.
Yeah, I mean, you would scoff. You would laugh at a dusting to 2 inches of snow.
Uh-huh. But this morning, I really felt for the people that were out driving. And they showed them, for instance, trying to make the hill up the American Legion Bridge.
Yeah.
Now, this is on the Beltway.
Yeah, this is the road. These are the roads that people without four-wheel drive vehicles say, hey, if I can just get to the major artery, the Beltway, I'm going to be all set.
Everybody knows what the Beltway is. It's the big eight-lane death strip that surrounds D.C.
Right.
It is the main artery that gets people to and fro.
Major highway. 7:15 this morning, they showed on the news, people driving on this major highway trying to go up a very slight incline and sliding back down into traffic.
You know, for years we have mocked, we have made fun of, we have ridiculed, you know, the coverage of these salt bins that they send the reporters out to. And you take it for granted that that these guys have to be out there. And, of course, the argument they're making is that you had the snow arrive at the same time rush hour arrived.
Right.
But it seems to me that, you know, even if your salt's going to bounce around a little bit, yeah, get something on the roads before it starts.
Isn't part of the deal on the come, if you're one of these guys that contracts to do this, that part of the deal is you get paid to sit starting at midnight, whether it snows or not.
You're sitting there smoking your Marlboro Reds at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, with the heater on, reading or watching your iPod or whatever you have, sitting off to the side of the road waiting for it to happen. I don't get this because we've gone home many times when they've gotten snow in the forecast, and you see these guys without it snowing, sitting on the side of the road.
We've seen them.
I just don't understand what happened.
And coming in today again, I saw major roads. I'm not talking like about the back-ass roads where I live, where I don't expect to get a pass of a snowplow.
Right.
On major roads, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nothing had been done.
They're not touching it, and now they're saying we're going to get another wave. That's going to be coming. Well, it's here now.
Yeah,
it's coming
we've been getting it
just in time for rush hour. And I noticed driving in, I saw one truck. It's just a little weird. I don't understand this yet.
One truck should be plenty.
One truck should do it. I think we can all look forward to a very interesting drive home this evening.
Doesn't one truck work out well, Charlie?
I like my one truck, especially when we get the snow and when we get the reindeers on my front lawn.
Today we need someone who works in the salt crew, the sand crew, the
plow crew.
Yeah,
because it's not their fault. They're taking orders. They're like, they are a well-oiled machine.
Right.
I mean, they get their instructions from the top guy.
The one great thing about this show is when there's an injustice that's been done to someone, to a group of people.
Mankind.
We love jumping on and squeezing the throat of the individual that caused it. Now,
yeah, and the forecasters, I got to give them a free pass. The forecasters,
they got it right.
Have gotten it absolutely perfect.
Spot
this
on.
Time. They really have. Yep. But the road crews, you know, I wonder if there were road crew guys that were sitting out there in the salt trucks that were waiting for the call and going, Jesus, why aren't they giving me the go ahead?
Well, I will tell you something that, my God, what time did the dog get sick? At 5:15.
Thought he only got sick when it was thunderstorms.
Oh, no, Jan's dog.
Oh.
And it was not poopy sick, it was throw-up sick.
The English bulldog.
I mean, our dog. You know how it is. You know,
sure.
Our dog. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he was sick, and she was up cleaning up the poop, and I woke up for a second, and she said, look outside. And it's like 5:15 a.m., and it was like blizzard time.
You know, that does make sense, because they're saying that, at least the guy that I heard from one of the transportation organizations said that the snow hit at the same time. But no, it didn't, because in your area and out west, they'd say, it would start at 5 o'clock in the morning, about 5:15.
The ground was already coated.
Right.
I mean, you know, on grassy areas, but it was coated and coming down real good.
And I know there are some pissed off people around.
With the dented
I mean,
fenders,
because it was amazing. I mean, it really was. To see the beltway, the way Don described it, you just don't see that very often. Even when we get major snow, you don't see it like that. It was a, you know, it was a whack job.
All right, so let's get somebody who was driving one of those trucks in D.C. or Maryland or Virginia. Call us up today and help us understand what the frig happened.
Yeah, it was a CF of biblical proportions.
Now to start the show on the right frame, and we will be getting on the female frame. We got two spots left.
Oh, boy!
For the big Strip Trivia MILF show tomorrow.
That's exciting.
But first, how do you learn how to say, I have a bad case of diarrhea in Japanese?
Wow, I'd love to know how to say that.
You know how I learned it, Mike?
How?
Like always, through song.
That's the best.
Join me now and learn how to say it as I did.
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
Ah, my stomach.
Stomach.
You gotta wait for it.
救急車を呼んでもらったからといって安心はできません。しっかりと自分の状態を相手に伝えましょう。
We're gonna help you out though, Mike. Hold on.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
私はひどい下痢です。
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
If only they would sing it. I'd be able to learn if they could sing it.
That would help.
If they would only sing it in Japanese.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. Of
thank you, ladies.
I have a bad case.
That's
of
English.
Diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Come on, ladies.
I have a bad case. 肩に手を乗せ、I have クロスして、a bad case。お腹をさすって、of diarrhea。
ジェスチャーゲームの要領です。感情を込めてやってみましょう。
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Yeah.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I'm not picking
it
up. I mean the language, not diarrhea.
You learn it through repetition, Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Trust me, we got a lot of show to get to. We got 4 big hours to waste today.
Hi there.
Oh, hi there. Doing that thing. And let's see. Us.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down. God damn it. They're fags.
Don't say that about us.
Could your honor find, as a matter of law, that I am not gay?
Thank you.
Imus, what do you think? What was that, Imus?
There he is.
That was funny.
Oh, that's funny, Larry. You bet it is.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Well, what have we here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks, Simon.
Oh, here's the phone number, everybody.
Let's pick a phone, and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's call the phones.
We have a whole bunch of new tapes of disc jockeys talking while they're eating, which is the new thing that we've noticed for a long time.
Yeah, or sounding like you have food in your mouth.
Right. Like, for instance, here's one of them. whenever we get to the news today.
Here's the latest news.
And that'll be with Buzz, of course, and he's...
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Right. He's a very old man.
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Yeah, of course you can.
Is everybody happy?
How about you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
So, this is funny, then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is funny, yeah. Yeah. Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, here's good Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's...
Thank you, and hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, I miss welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi there. The Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Wednesday. Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. The O'Neaters. The Wonders.
Love
right
them.
There. It's a fake made-up band.
Yeah. Movie band.
It's really Fountains of Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, that's... wonderful movie and a wonderful song.
That's who that is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Radio God. Wanted to thank you for playing that I Have a Bad Case of Diarrhea song. I'm going to have it in my head all day long.
I want to tell you what you want to do is go to YouTube and watch the video because you have to see the magnificent Japanese ladies dancing as they sing I Have a Bad Case of Diarrhea.
Perhaps the most quizzical element to it is they have sweatshirts that say Fraulein. It's the whole Axis Powers up there.
Oh, it's that whole European thing.
It's magnificent.
The Japanese
though.
Are fascinated with other cultures.
It's really great. It opens up and the lady is really in pain. And she can't communicate her problem.
Yeah. No, diarrhea.
But that's what it is.
I have a bad case.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Sure.
And then she's better once people understand.
Sure.
Once you can label the problem. Fraulein.
Fraulein.
Domo arigato.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
It's
hello.
You. It's you.
Hello.
Hello.
Radio God.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing good. Just calling to let you know that the snowplow trucks, they weren't doing anything this morning, and they're not doing anything now. They're just lined up along the beltway.
You see the snowplow truck.
Well, is it snowing where you are right now?
Yeah, I just passed the Connecticut Avenue exit on 495.
What time were you on the road this morning?
4 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. What kind of a life do you have where you're on the road at 4 o'clock and you're calling us at 311?
I'm on the way home now.
Wow. Where do you go from where to where?
I was working all day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are the locations, Mr. Dumas? What are the locations? Where do you work and where do you live?
I live in Baltimore and I work in Rockville.
Oh, well, you got a hell of a commute every day.
That's nasty. And yeah. So that means from Rockville, you go the bad part of the Beltway home at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck. Why wouldn't you just live in Baltimore? Well, never mind. That's the obvious answer to an obvious question.
Chasing the American dream, Don.
No offense, Charm City.
Of course.
None taken. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'd like to talk about the I Have a Bad Case of Diarrhea song.
Yes, sure. That struck a chord with you?
Yes, darling.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Yes, trusted listener.
All right. They actually have other videos more than just the I Have a Bad Case of Diarrhea.
Now, is this a Japanese version of Sesame Street? Is that what it's like? Is it?
I have no idea.
Is it a translation show where they're teaching English, remedial Japanese?
We simply forwarded it.
They're teaching little, like, Japanese business women through exercise how to speak English.
Ah. You know, I've surfed the net an awful lot, Don, and I've seen things involving the Japanese culture of a sexual nature.
Yes.
That are...
This is really...
They're cutting edge. Odd. They like to do things in groups. And the one group that I remembered in particular was a group of Japanese men who were in a gymnasium. It appeared to be a gymnasium. And they were sitting down, actually lying down on the floor. And above them on a little stage were the equal amount of Japanese women in a state of total undress. And how do I say this delicately? Well, it began to rain. And that's all it was. And it appeared to be a TV show because it had a host.
Did any of the ladies on the platform sing that song?
No.
See, now, hold on. You just won me over because at first I thought you were talking about an adult film. Because what I was going to throw in
really
is
really wasn't an adult film as much as it was a show.
They have the Japanese people have the best game shows in the world. And if what you saw was a game show.
There was a guy that had a mic with one of those mic flags on it. So, I mean, he was
the game show was a bunch of Japanese guys stand beneath.
It appeared to be a competition.
Naked women.
It appeared to be some sort of a competition where they picked one guy who won. And I won't tell you what the, well, I will tell you what
Did
the criteria was.
Did he have to open his mouth?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
So was that?
Yeah, that was the criteria, I think.
Wow. You know,
what a great show.
Sometimes when I accidentally run into Japanese pornography on the net, simply by accident, do you ever notice how weird it is what they'll pixelize and what they'll let go through?
Yes, it's amazing. On the internet, they will show the most horrible thing going on, and then they always seem to pixelize
the
guy's thing.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't show that. They'll show anything on the woman.
But it's amazing the context that it's in. I mean, there can be animals and things be flying.
There's reality TV with the hidden cameras.
I feel so left out. I don't watch Japanese pornography.
You must.
Get with it.
We have that little website that we've had on the show that we've gone to for a long time. Newsfilter.org is really, really into that type of thing.
You should let your grudge go. We're not at war with them anymore, Don.
Rob, what do I have tattooed on my ass?
Never forget.
Thank you.
Yep. And then across your shoulders, remember the Arizona.
And you know... On my back, I have an American flag.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yes. I know. With a fist.
With only 48 stars. You've had it that long.
That's right.
As a boy, you got this flag.
I see. I don't know whether it's – you call it Japanese porn, and I don't know if it's Japanese porn as much as it's – I really think this is – some of the stuff that they're showing, they got off of television, that they're having this shown on adult TV shows over in Japan.
I know we've discussed this before, that they do show body parts in Japan. Mm-hmm. I know we talked at length about that one – great clip that we saw with the show where it simply was guys standing on a stage and they had wire around their sacks and they had
weights.
They had weights.
Right.
And it was the guy who could stand the most. And you would see these guys' sacks just being pulled and pulled. It was some great stuff.
Have you seen, I think it's also a game show where the naked Japanese woman is crying and has cockroaches dumped on her?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And that also appears to be some sort of game.
That's a winner. How come Fox is not all over
that? When you see Japanese porn, though, one of the reasons I really don't like Japanese porn is because you see the women, whether they are in ecstasy or agony, they make the same cat-like sounds.
And all women are in
and
agony.
Just where it's really just going,
you just can't tell.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, we're doing very well. How about you?
Doing good. About your snow salt trucks. For the last hour and 20, I've been going from Gaithersburg to Alexandria and have not seen one gosh darn salt truck.
Now, if you're on the Beltway, does it appear that maybe there's a little something happening on the roads already, that it's getting a little slick?
It's feeling a little slick. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any.
I mean, I thought even driving in here in the middle of the day, I thought that we were going to be within a couple of hours. Now I feel like I'm a local news reporter trying to panic everyone.
Go ahead, Kieran.
No, I'll tell you where they get it, though. They called it right, but I don't need every TV station in town coming off the forecast saying we're going to get maybe a dusting to 2 inches of snow. Now, what if you're trapped in the snow?
Yeah, here's what you need.
Trapped in a dusting.
You need a blanket. You need a working cell phone. You need a jug of water. You need kitty litter. You need a map, and you need a flare.
I feel really embarrassed because I got here early today and went across the street to the Target because I wanted to get the little brush. Because I don't have an ice scraper, and in case we were going to get something.
Right.
But I felt like such a stain. I felt like the people that they show at the hardware stores.
Right.
And this guy's coming out of the aisle where there were like two of them left, and he gave me the same look that I know I gave him, which really, for no reason, was really like, F you. You know, why are you here too? Why are you here, Mr. Dumas?
I love the fact that they just have to tell us that you need these items.
Yes.
You know? Just in case. Well, duh.
Right.
Well, duh, duh, duh.
I figured if I got that item, the scraper brush thing, I wouldn't, and incidentally, that's what it's referred to
right.
as, the scraper brush thing. I wouldn't, then it wouldn't snow at all if I got that.
On the other hand, occasionally, on a day like today, when you do something nice, God smiles on you, and mm-hmm. I'll tell you how.
How?
I today stopped at some UPS joint mm-hmm. to drop off a bunch of packages, shot for Christmas, right?
Right.
And as I was leaving, getting all my paperwork together, this lady, well-put-together lady, mm-hmm. was coming through the door with a lot of packages.
Right.
And I said, hey, let me give you a hand with that, right?
Right.
Turns out she drops a couple of the packages.
Uh-oh.
Well, I lean over, and as I lean over, she leans over.
Oh, no, head crack?
No, not a head crack. I swear to God, her boob, she didn't have a bra on, her boob just about came out and said, hey, how you doing?
How nice.
Because here was the deal.
And you're not one who's want to stare at that.
No, we both leaned over in the store, right? And we both go down to get this package at the same time. Uh-huh. And right at that moment, now you see she's got a shirt on
right.
that's kind of low cut. And as she leans over, the thing comes down so
right.
far.
Sank.
One of them just starts to pop out.
Wow.
Cool.
And she was hot?
Love that.
I mean, she was put together fairly well?
Let me say that a lesser man probably would have given her a business card and said, if you're a mother, we're having a contest on the radio tomorrow.
And she was not annoyed at you for helping.
No, I like to think in my romantic Pollyanna world that, because there's no doubt, I saw a breast.
Right.
It was not a big, gigantic thing, but it was more than a nip slip.
Oh, really?
I mean,
so you saw the full thing.
I mean, it as she leaned down to pick up the package, it came out and kind of went back in, and she put it back in. And for just that brief moment, she looked at me, and it was what I felt was she was saying, I know you just looked at my boob that popped out, but you know what?
You're a trained professional.
It's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Because you're helping me.
Right.
You only saw my boob pop out because you're helping me with my package.
My gift to you.
You didn't have any desire to just stop everything and say, wow, what a great breast.
Or did you reach over and knock more packages out of her hand?
No.
Whoops.
Just a true happenstance.
Sure. And that's a great holiday story.
Yeah. That could be a Christmas miracle.
And not something that everybody in the store would go, whoa. It's just like you had to be there. And it was that,
whoa.
That one whoa. Second was like, whoa, boob.
Well, you know, like spring, I think the holiday season is a... gets everybody ramped up a little bit. I really do. I think people think. I think a lot of babies are conceived around this time of year.
How randy of her mm-hmm. on a cold, wet, dreary day. She had on that Bo Derek like suede with the big fur.
Around, with the fur lined cuffs
around the cuffs
and the collar.
Collar. And
was she wearing the kind of boots that go over like her jeans?
Yeah, and they went all the way up to her knees.
Yeah.
And then she had on the top. Imagine this. She run around with no bra on today.
God love her.
Bless her.
God bless her. Wouldn't that be great if it was a Christmas tradition?
Let's make it one.
I think we should. Well, we're all ramped up in here anyway.
Yeah.
We're all sexed up in here anyway. We have been since we started talking about the strip trivia.
And listen, about that, I think what we're going to do is get two more contestants off the telephone. Maybe we can bang them out right here in the first break, if you pardon the pun.
We will.
All of the stuff that we've gotten on the email.
Right.
I feel very unfair to the people. I don't want to pick anybody else from the email. I don't think we should, because we picked three out of like the first 100 that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we got about 75 more emails,
right.
And while lots of them are very good,
right,
there are lots of them that
I like. I love pictures
like this, like fake pictures.
Oh, I see.
So you can't.
Yeah, that looks like that wasn't a real picture
out of a magazine or something.
Right.
That's is that the same lady that submitted both pictures?
That's a different lady.
Well, that might be real. Let me see.
That's a nice picture, really.
It looks to me like a Photoshop. The background.
Anyway, the guys went through and said we've got.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna Photoshop though and give somebody else's picture,
but hold on, wouldn't you Photoshop that face?
I wouldn't Photoshop that face at all. I mean,
look at the face.
That's a butter face.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so if it's Photoshopped,
no, what they think is that that's her regular ugly face, and that they
put it on top of a body,
put it on top of a hot body.
We just don't know.
You really can't tell. Rob's right about the background. It's very artificial looking.
Send it down to the
lab. And when you see it in color, there's no doubt that the face, which looks like a dog's face, is real. But then the hot body. Also, look at the angle that the body's at.
Yeah,
it doesn't quite match up.
No, the head looks a little larger.
Twisted.
The head looks a little oversized for the body.
So I guess the thought here is that the girls that we got, the women from the internet with the pictures, mm-hmm. we trust that those girls are real, and those are the pictures that we saw.
Yeah, there's a lot phony in this. I just read the email. You might want to forward that over to Buzz.
Yes, please.
Did you read the Did you read the email?
No, it's way too small.
You might want to read it. I think it's it merits a read.
Hi guys, I have absolutely no shyness about my body.
Mm-hmm.
Love to get naked for you.
Hell,
of course I want to win, but even if I do not, I will strip for you. My husband and I have an interesting new hobby.
Here you go, Buzz.
We are swingers.
Well,
yeah, we can't believe how many hotties are out there swinging too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
It's a new age.
Yeah.
Send that right over to him.
Give that to Buzz.
Might want to contact her, Buzz.
I'm right. I'm on it.
Might be a real good idea. See what happens with that.
Thank you for the list.
I'll let you know.
So we're going to get it the old-fashioned way. We're going to get a couple of live MILFs.
Here's what we have. We have three gals from the internet who we are sure are stone cold winners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we have the crazy twins from yesterday.
Yeah, right. We have to have them because the personality came through the phone.
Kitty and Kathy, with the chance they bring down. One of them has a daughter that works at Hooters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there was Brenda and Jenny and Francis. So we have two slots left.
And we're not doing the alternate game this year.
Right.
We're not going to do that.
No need.
We don't need alternates. We have a well-stocked stash. We have a well-stocked bevy.
This is
$1,000 and two tickets for Hannah Montana.
Right.
January 7th, Verizon Center here in D.C.
Chance tomorrow for Mom to be a Christmas hero.
Right.
Rob, you're so good. I don't feel like reading that right now.
And a hero to us as well.
What did he hand you?
He's the sponsor's friend.
Mm-hmm.
God, whenever we mention that, he jumps right up to have me read the slug.
Oh, okay. The Hannah Montana slug?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because they need the publicity.
We'll get to it. Promise me we'll get. I promise you. I just made a promise to myself. I promise me.
Credited. Note to self.
We will get to that plug perhaps later in the show.
Very good.
Everybody stay tuned.
Don and Mike Show.
Don't
want to
miss that.
Hello there.
Keep a pencil handy.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, what do you guys think of Amy Fisher? And if you'd like, or even Buzz, would you like a copy of that DVD?
Well, I saw the trailer for the DVD, or a snippet from her porno that she's doing, and she got a rocket body.
Does she really?
Yeah, she really does.
Wouldn't mind seeing it. Yeah.
She is very hot. She's got big, beautiful breasts.
We'd like her. They're awesome.
And she seems to have kept herself in very, very good shape. For a modern day psycho, I think she is.
Oh, sure,
she's
got a fine.
She looks better naked than Joey does.
She got the butter. She got Buttafuoco all over her.
Yeah, she's got Buttafuoco cooties. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, you know she's very beautiful, but just like Fran Drescher, until she opens her damn mouth. But anyways, if you guys like a copy, I'd be happy to send you out a DVD.
Please do.
Send it along.
I will, and this is Corey from Vegas. You guys have a great one,
all
Radio
right,
God.
Thanks, Corey.
All right, Vegas, the seat of sin in the United States.
Yeah, so, ladies, the lines are open now. We got two spots left for this competition tomorrow. The MILF strip trivia, $1,000 Hannah Montana thing.
Mm-hmm.
Call us now or in the next break if you'd like to play. We have only two spots left.
You want to be a hero? You will be a hero if you play strip trivia.
Only hotties, please.
Mm-hmm.
Only like that lady at the UPS store.
This is a great prize. And, you know, we can't figure out the Hannah Montana frenzy that's going on out there, but everybody wants these tickets.
Sure.
And they're very difficult to get. Extremely difficult to get, even if you work at a radio station.
Everything Hannah Montana is impossible.
It's hot.
My granddaughter, of course, wants Hannah Montana stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through all the crap at Toys R Us and KB Toys, fighting all of the other parents smelling like kids. Because that's the smell you get when you go into one of those stores. Mm-hmm. It's the smell of dirty kid that as soon as you walk in, it just creeps into your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than being at a bar with smoke all night.
Right.
Like, you walk out of that store for 1 second, it's like, it smells like baby vomit.
Looks like baby vomit.
I was over at the Target when I was getting my little snow thing. I went into the Christmas decoration part, too, because I needed to get a star for the top of the Christmas tree. And I was looking back over my shoulder, and I guess I had partially blocked an aisle.
Right.
And I felt the cart slam into my thigh.
Right.
And I turned back to my right, and there was a mom with a kid that had not just moved, but shoved the cart. Two words. Excuse me.
Right.
That's all I required. And she shoved the cart into my thigh, and I just kind of looked back. And, she's got a kid. I'm not going to say anything to her. But I was just like, happy holidays. Hope you find your Christmas wrapping paper.
The thing about this Hannah Montana gift is that, thank God, there was a mom in the store when I bought this thing. I'm standing there like an idiot
lost
grandfather going, what's not been picked over already.
Right.
And I see in front of me, like, the Holy Grail, the Hannah Montana.
What is it?
It's
I like hearing you talk about this.
It's a stage. It's a stage where you push a button and she dances and moves around, and it's like American Idol type stage, and the thing's like $60, and you press a button and you hear like 5 seconds of whatever crappy song she sings, and I think, beautiful, thank God I got this. And as I am lifting this thing off the shelf, thank God, a mom stands next to me and she says, you realize that doesn't come with the Hannah Montana doll.
Oh, good. Okay, so you got a heads up on that.
And I said, you're kidding me. Good and she said,
Hannah Montana doll is $2,000.
Right. She said, turn the box around. Uh-huh. I turned the box around the other side. Very tiny print. Doll not included.
Right. And there'll be a lot of disappointed kids on Christmas. Sure. You'll have the stage without the Hannah Montana.
So I said, great. Where do I find the doll? And she said, well, you see that empty rack right there? Mm-hmm.
They're sold out.
They were so
still want to get the stage that I want?
So I took the stage anyway.
You'll be able to get the doll. I think they'll restock.
I did get it. It's not like an out of stock like the Wii thing. It's just
a little tricky.
And there's so much crap that goes along. It's like, what deceptive packaging? I know that's what toys are all about, but you buy this thing and it says the Hannah Montana action stage singing show.
Well, see, as the father of daughters, I could tell you that anything that's a stage, anything that's a car,
a
anything that's a house, yeah, anything where it's the backstage makeup table.
It even says, press the button to hear her sing.
And it's coming out of the stage, and she's not doing the singing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's what you're buying, even though it's more expensive than the doll itself, is an accessory to surround the doll, like Bratz or Barbies or
so
anything
then,
like that.
To make it totally redundant, the Hannah Montana, the only Hannah Montana doll that I could find the day that I went shopping for the goddamn thing, was one that sings.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I just wanted a regular one. The only one that they had on the shelves that day was one where you press a button and she sings.
She can now sing a duet with her.
So, yeah.
I like picturing you in the store grabbing the Hannah Montana merchandise.
So it's maddening. I still do this occasionally because the stuff is sitting on my dining room table waiting to be shipped out. And I walk by sometimes and I'm just amazed by it. I go, okay, so you press this button. It's like, every day's a good day. You press the other button. It goes, every day's a good day. Idiocy.
Yeah,
idiocy.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you,
happy holidays.
It's going to make her holiday.
Sure. Is this at the level, do you think, of Cabbage Patch or Elmo? Is the Hannah Montana? I mean, I know the concert.
I think so.
Is just ridiculous.
I believe
it's insane.
I really believe, Mike, it's parent fueled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That this is something that.
I hate that when you see the video of the parents running into the store when they open like at 5 o'clock in the morning. I can't stand that.
Past the toys, the concert has become a status symbol for parents. For whatever reason, this is the thing now. I mean, I don't get it either.
Has anybody looked on eBay to see what these tickets are going for on eBay?
No, we'll do that
today. Because I have heard in the thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I'm not
surprised. For like really, really good seats.
Roughly $1,000 for the good
seats. $1,000 for the
good
seats?
He's mentally retarded. He's mentally retarded.
Don's right. It's a status symbol.
Man. Well, you spent $1,000 for that.
And nobody's throwing a ball? I don't get it. Silly. Nobody's throwing a punch?
Hey, for $1,000, somebody better be sucking something.
$1,000.
Wow.
My
bucks.
God.
For goodness sakes.
Wow.
I mean, give me tickets, but give me oral.
That's not going to happen.
That's our slogan.
That would be frowned upon.
Give me tickets, or give me oral.
Yeah, there's certain tickets I'd pay $1,000 for.
Who?
I would pay $1,000 for front row, like along the baseline at the World Series.
Oh, I would as well if the Packers were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean the pony for a great once in a lifetime boxing match. But see, but those tickets go for $5,000,
and there are no longer great boxing matches.
Well,
right?
I've gotten into that hype with Mayweather Hatton. You know that really. Appears to be, you know, they're hyping that fight like they hype so many fights as almost a race war. You know, they really
That's
do.
Nice.
I mean, you have Floyd Mayweather, and then you've got thanks for applauding, Rob. And then you've got the Scottish guy, you know, that couldn't be any whiter, And you know, he's the down-to-earth guy that's in the bar, and Mayweather's the guy that's got Mayweather on his car. You know, he's got the name on his car, and he's showing all the bling. And they hype this thing up on HBO. Have you seen any of that where they do that lead up to the fight where they've got the programming?
It's like 24/7. Is that the name of the show?
I think it's 24/7. And they're
not watching.
They're in both camps, and you get kind of ramped up to see what's going to happen. And then the fight's always anticlimactic. It always is. It's always, the fight always sucks after this. But they do that. They do that an awful lot.
Yeah, hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, was there a lady there?
Was there a MILF?
Joe had two or three up there that said MILFs.
They're very impatient.
I thought they'd wait.
I'm hot for MILFs.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Laura.
Hi there, Laura.
I'm just calling to tell you guys that the streets are fine. It's snowing a little bit, but those are a bunch of wusses, Colin. It's fine. It's just a little bit of snow.
Well, darling, I mean, there was a major deal this morning when that happened.
A lot of sliding.
Yeah, I was in bed.
You out there walking them there, Laura?
Am I what?
Never mind.
You're not a MILF, are you?
I've been called that, but I'm not calling in. Sorry. I'm not. No judgment or anything. That's fine for other people. That's just not my
You don't have a child that you'd like to win Hannah Montana tickets for?
Like, we don't
have a 9-year-old boy.
Well, I know we don't. I know we're not trying to get her to participate.
We don't have to pimp it out to a stiff piece of wood like this.
No.
I'm just curious because she is that way, that she has hot potential.
Probably hot.
Are you hot?
Yeah, but I'm just not my, naked's not my,
right.
You know.
Rob, you've
sorry.
Never said
but
any woman that has called
radio,
the show has
so.
Been hot.
I'm right on this
in
one.
Your life.
What she just said, she's hot, but naked's not her thing. Because your body sucks, right?
No.
You heard what she did.
I'm from California.
Did you hear what she said at the beginning?
You're from where?
I'm from California.
Why are you calling telling us that the streets are fine?
All right, here's what she said. And Buzz, I'm sure you heard this too.
Yes.
Right at the beginning of the call, she said, what about the stuff that happened this morning during rush hour? And she says, I wouldn't know. I was in bed.
I was in bed.
Did you even hear that? Or was that you blocked that?
I heard
she was in bed eating chocolate.
Did you catch the fact she was calling us from California?
California.
No, she's from California originally, right?
Oh, I don't
know. She's gone.
I thought that's what she said.
I think she meant she's from California.
She ran away.
25 minutes to eclair time. Gotta go.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. I was wondering, who are the judges going to be? Y'all need to have some better judges for the MILF contest.
It's not a judging competition.
And we want the judges to be the guys that eat the most boogers.
We'll have the simultaneous booger-eating contest.
I'm an Army recruiter in Bel Air, Maryland, and we listen to your show every day, and we heard y'all yesterday. And after hearing Kitty, we kind of decided y'all might have to have a couple of us out there.
What do you do, drink like a fifth of vodka before you ask the kids to go overseas?
Oh, dude, you know, I drink a fifth of vodka almost every night anyway.
I mean, you do sound... Are you loaded right now?
No, I'm not. I'm actually driving around in a government car. Looking at all the idiots flying around everywhere here in Hazard County.
Hazard County.
I can understand why a guy like you would be out there selling the services a way to go. Let's say that I'm a young man.
Yeah.
Perhaps I've lost my way in life, and I turn up on your doorstep, and I say, hey, what do you got for me? What's the Army got for me?
Yeah, what's your pitch?
Let's see. It just depends. What do you like to do? I mean, I can...
Now, come on. If you're an Army recruiter, you don't ask the guy, it depends, what do you like to do? You don't say that. You have a pitch. You have
spiel. Hold on. Here's what I like to do. I like to watch TV. I like to read. Play video games. I definitely don't like to get shot at.
Oh, well, let me tell you about the career that you can have in the wonderful Army. The world's greatest Army, by the way, just to let you know that. You can work on computers, and guess what? You never, never have to get shot at. Now, you can go train like you're going to get shot at, but you might not get shot at.
Did you say might?
You just said I would never get shot at, then you said I might get shot at.
Yeah, see, well, most of these kids, they don't realize that.
Well, what if I'm a kid and I say, I want to join the Army, but I definitely don't want to go over to Iraq?
Well, then I tell you, you definitely don't want to join any branch of the military right now.
And you'd say that to him.
Would you say that?
Yeah. What's that?
Would you say that to somebody?
No.
Just say S baggers.
Yeah, S baggers.
Do you have your?
You just said the S bomb again.
Unbelievable.
Today is I don't know. Do
you, what what rank? What rank are you?
I am a specialist, actually.
I thought only like sergeants did the recruiting.
No, I'm a specialist, by the way.
Yeah.
Doesn't this kind of sound like babies having babies?
Specialist. Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're sending some young dumbass out to recruit young dumbasses.
Exactly.
Do you
maybe
like
that's the plan?
Who knows?
Maybe that's the plan, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you go out into the field, or do you have like a regular office that you work out of?
Well, actually, I'm a detail recruiter. I'm helping out for a couple weeks right now. So,
hold on.
He's not a recruiter. Usually.
You're like a car detailer?
No, I'm not a car detailer. We don't have that in the military, no.
He's on detail.
You got to turn your radio down. I know it's exciting to hear it, but turn it down.
He's on detail. Like what? Like KP duty?
Temporary assignment, right?
No, it's voluntarily. I want to be a recruiter.
Voluntarily.
You're a specialist? Are you in the Navy?
No, I'm in the Army.
You're in the Army. But you don't do active recruiting.
I'm actively recruiting right now.
Well, I don't want to go. I don't want to go, so you're losing here, pal.
Well, maybe I can try somebody else then.
Well, no, I mean, you really, we want to hear like what you would really say to motivate a young person to join the Army.
I'd just tell them, you know, like what I've done. I've gone, been to Germany.
And now I'm a single successful guy.
What's that?
Don't worry about it.
All right, so you got to go to Germany.
Yeah, I got to travel all over Germany. You get good training. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities in the military. It's just not running around shooting people or getting shot at. I mean, that's not what the military's about.
Do you appeal to their patriotism at all, though, when it comes right down to it, because we are in a war?
Yeah, I mean, you can't like hate your country and decide to want to go in the military at a time like now. I mean, you gotta care about.
Oh, you mean I couldn't burn a flag, like as I was signing my recruitment papers.
Couldn't learn to fly.
I couldn't burn the flag.
Oh no, you couldn't.
I could not.
What's the single best thing about joining the military, outside of having the opportunity to serve your country? What would be the best benefit, in your opinion?
The best benefit? Well, now it seems like people can't keep a steady job, and the military kind of keeps you steady. You know, you're always going to get paid.
Steady
you
work.
Know, you're always going to have food and a
place
to stay.
That's not a bad
pay,
one.
So.
Guaranteed. I'll accept that one. That's not bad at all.
All right, my friend. Well, I want to tell you something. I'm too old and too fat to join, so good luck to you. And would you take a bullet for America?
What? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Would you take a bullet for America?
Would I? Yes, I would. In a
heartbeat. Then, good man. All right,
God bless
the right
you.
Answer.
Very good.
Would you do it now?
You don't got to be a genius to do that. And remember, the world needs ditch diggers, Danny.
Continue to be all you can be.
No, Army strong.
We salute you, my friend.
Very good.
Salute.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you poor bastard.
Well, this will piss a bunch of people off. He's no Marine. Yeah, that'll make him angry.
Sure. Yeah. Stir it up.
A little bit of a rivalry there. He ain't no Marine.
I'm in the Army.
The Army. No, you know, what do I say to him? Huh?
Yeah, what?
I don't know what.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, you get to run around Germany and get shot at? Sign me up.
Yeah, right.
Hey, back in the day you did. Back in the day when Rob wishes he served. Back when you could run around Germany
run around
and get
Germany
shot at.
You wanted, yeah.
Sure. Rob would play both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob would be one of those double agents. You know, he'd be the guy that they'd they'd enlist to speak the German.
My allegiance is to one country.
You know the wimpy guy in Saving Private Ryan, the real skinny guy that's the translator?
Yeah.
Remember when he finally shoots the guy at the very end of the movie? That would be you, Rob. You'd just be a bigger version.
Thank you, Mike.
What if it came down to it was one of those army scenes in a combat film, and it was Rob, and it was two guys.
Right.
He had to take out one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was either he takes out the Kraut.
Right.
Or he takes out Bobby All-American.
And he's struggling.
It's really.
Because he's so fond of the uniform.
You know, the dramatic music is playing, and you see the hand is shaking, and the one guy going, nine, nine. And the other guy's going, don't shoot me. Shoot the crowd.
You know who he'd shoot? He'd shoot the German guy. You know why?
Why?
Memorabilia.
Right.
He'd get a souvenir out of it.
The whole thing is a non-issue because, as you know, had I been alive, I would have been in the USO.
That's right. Entertaining. You've been setting up for Bob Hope.
That's right. Opening for Bob.
Opening for
Where's Bob? Mr. Hope's golf club?
You would kill the German, though.
Of
correct?
Of course, yeah.
Good man.
And the American.
But without injuring the uniform.
And the American.
Well, it depends. Did they bribe me?
No, it's just one of those scenes at the end of a movie.
I would kill the German.
Where you are the soldier who has been playing both sides, and you have to make a decision that's only between you and your maker.
I would kill the godless German.
You know, I don't say this about you very often, but I'm thinking of the movie Stripes right now. And I'm thinking
Augsburger.
Of I'm thinking of John
Candy. John Candy, yeah, Augsburger. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All the way.
Sure.
All the way.
You know how many really bad decisions would have to be made on every level to get me in the military?
The military.
The military would have to make a dozen bad decisions.
Section 8.
24.
Section 8, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Let's join up together, you and me.
Let's do it.
Come on.
No, I don't think I'm cut out.
You still there? Hello?
Hey there.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, on the Hannah Montana racket?
Yes, sir.
Just last month, I had to pay more for two tickets to that damn thing than I did for four Springsteen tickets.
How much did you have to pay for your Hannah Montana tickets?
Do I have to say?
Yes, yes. Please.
$1,300 for two.
Oh, my God.
God,
was your butt bleeding after that?
Yes.
Ow.
I woke up in the bathtub.
You couldn't find cocaine?
Where are the tickets? Where are you going to be sitting?
They're not super great tickets.
Are they in Hannah's dressing room?
Jesus. No, unfortunately.
Now, I know this from my chiropractor. He joined the Hannah Montana fan club to get preferred access.
Cool.
Doesn't he feel like a pedophile?
Yeah, really.
A grown man joining the Hannah Montana fan club?
Tickets weren't for him, but here's the best thing. After he paid, I think, the $60 to join,
right.
He still got edged out.
Right. Oh, he didn't get the right. tickets?
Nope.
Sucker.
But he's $60 lighter.
$1,300, and you're not in the front row?
No.
Why do you parents?
Yeah.
Listen, and I'm one that's been guilty of pampering my kids. So just tell me, what is it though that leads you to think $1,300 for two tickets to see this broad that's on the Disney Channel? Jesus Christ! How do you balance that out as a parent? Please tell me.
I balanced that out because I wanted to take my two older kids to see Springsteen.
All right, now how old is the little one?
I wasn't going to waste that $400 ticket on the 10-year-old. So right. I bought her off by buying her and her mother tickets to Hannah Montana.
See, there it is, and there's the kid bought her
I
off.
Bought her
hey,
off.
I'm not proud of it.
No, mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate
doesn't
the honesty.
Like
shut up, Rob. This guy's being honest.
I hope she gets the golden ticket, too.
Thank you, my friend.
When you have all your factory workers go through the candy bar.
Thank you for the call. Hey, the guy was being honest.
Yeah. That's Mr. Bick, Violet
you know,
Bick's father.
There's an awful lot of parents like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You buy the kid off, you know, you think that's it. Okay, will you shut your mouth if I take you to Hannah Montana? Mm-hmm. Anna, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends. It depends on the circumstances. And really, even with kids, I think kids are just like adults that once in a while something comes along where they go crazy,
yeah.
Where they go insane. I'm fortunate that my kids are not, you know, part of the Hannah Montana.
But
craze.
The problem is now this would be a real hassle for any parent with a young girl. You know, it's one thing to have the hot prize be a toy that costs $50 or $100,
right?
You know, and do these people really think you're getting out with just $1,300?
No,
you got to drive down there. You got to pay to park. Have you thought they're going to charge you $50 for a T-shirt?
What is the target demo? Like 7 and 8? Is that really where it is? Because it's not 10 and 12. I know that.
It would be like 5 to 10.
5 to 10.
Julia's in the thick of it right now, but she's not into the concert thing.
Okay.
So it's like, she would go, mm-hmm. but she's not way into
so
it.
So, for lack of a better word, it's a sexed up Wiggles.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's Junior Britney. Is what and when Britney was hot.
Never start too young.
Way back.
And
when.
She got a lousy sitcom. I watch this lousy sitcom every Saturday night with Julia. And as you know, she sings in the sitcom, and it builds on itself.
Okay.
She sings in the sitcom, and she does the concert.
$1,300 though. Wow.
She's opening for herself, you know, because Miley Cyrus is doing a set, and Hannah Montana is doing a set.
Oh, please, that's like Garth Brooks and Chris Gaines.
Exactly.
Wow. Does that
sound awesome?
Mega retarded.
Yeah.
Mega
it's not retarded. We're giving away tickets.
Hello,
it's great.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Speaking about retarded, that last guy that spent $1,300 for tickets,
right.
That's retarded. My wife took my daughter and three of her friends to Cheetah Girls, which is a little bit older demo than Hannah Montana, but it's close. And they sat in the nosebleeds, and those girls couldn't be happier if they were on stage.
Well, Cheetah Girls, that sounds something. I think I went to see that show in Atlanta one time.
It was a stripper's mind.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Okay, very good. Good. The Cheetah. I believe I brought Rudy Martsky's son, the former writer for USA Today, and let him cut his teeth on some strippers. He thought Uncle Mike was just fabulous.
Sure.
I just want to say, as speaking on behalf of the now parents that just want to pacify the kids, that what you're doing there is you're giving your child, frankly, second tier status.
Yeah.
You know, you give it, what did he say he was giving his kid there?
Cheetah Girls right. tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're saying.
And they sat in the nosebleed section.
Well, this is just as good as Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it's really not. But do kids at that age, do they, I mean, I don't know. I've got them. I've got a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. Maybe it's just them that they roll with the punches real well.
I think so.
I've taken them to the theme parks down in Orlando. They go nuts for that.
Sure,
but well, I mean I've never been aware of the thing that they're like, yeah, Dad, that's cool. Or I'll take them to a hockey game. That's cool. We're going out. We're going to a big thing.
I know you can manipulate kids' minds. Because
yeah, you can.
They're so easy to manipulate.
Isn't
but
that
wouldn't
great?
That be like taking an adult and say, guess what? We're going to go see U2 tonight, and you go to a bar and it's a U2 tribute band.
Or it would have to be another band. It would have to be, if it's the Cheetah Girls, isn't that like a second tier Hannah Montana?
Yeah, it'd be, here are the Baja Men.
That's it. We're going. We got tickets to U2. Well, we couldn't get U2 tickets, but we're going to a great show.
Do you remember that song, Who Let the Dogs Out?
We're going to see them.
Now it's going to be in the same arena
You'll
as Hannah Montana's going to be in.
I think what the guy was saying is that the Cheetah Girls were an older demo. They were for older kids, and yeah. What he was saying is that the nosebleed seats to his kids were just as good as front row
seats.
You know,
for someone who's taken my kids
and he was correct. Yeah.
I've taken my kids, and really that they like the whole event.
Right, sure.
And I think that kids really don't process that front row thing.
No.
That's an adult thing.
Absolutely.
I really think that adults want to, hey, where are your tickets? Where are your seats? That's what it's all about when you get older. I think kids like the whole thing. I mean, if you're going to the show, that's a big deal. That's why if my kids are interested in this Hannah Montana, I will put them in the back seat of the car. We will drive to the arena, and then we'll just go hang around in the lobby. And I'll say I forgot my tickets or something like that.
What if you can't get into the lobby without a ticket? The arena.
Boy, that's
stand
real tough.
Stand by the stage door.
I'll hope that there are some vendors that can sell like a pennant outside.
That'd be good.
And a couple of Cokes.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of bags of popcorn
today.
And then it's back home.
Daddy day, daughter day.
What a day. What a day.
What did you tell me about your daughters the other day? Which one of them said to you that gambling is bad?
Gambling is bad. Probably both of them. Probably both of them. Yeah.
You tell them too late for that, honey.
Yeah, I know. Well, I low-keyed my enthusiasm after that.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
You know, all I was doing was having dinner with them and talking about how wonderful Vegas is.
Daddy, gambling is bad.
Okay. Pass the potatoes, please. Thank you very much.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey there, calling to talk about Hannah Montana.
We got to hit a break, and unless you're calling to play the MILF game, we are going to have to ask
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, I don't think so. You think you guys want to see me? I'm 46 and okay, but not what they're looking for.
Well, honey, it's us, and are you a MILF?
No.
You're not? Oh, that's too bad. All right, well, what about Hannah Montana?
I think it's actually a little bit older crowd also. It's like the 10 to 12-year-old boys.
Up to
See?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's the boys, too. They're thinking she's hot.
Well.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Now I'm with you. All right. Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call.
All right, I understand.
Hey, how you doing?
Feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Thank you.
I bet you're rather hot.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
I bet you are. You got a nice body?
Not bad.
Okay. Listen, I'm 49. How old are you? 47? 46.
Be proud.
I'm not looking for an 18-year-old heroin chic. I mean, come on. I'm not looking for some anorexic chick.
No. Hey, you're not looking for anybody, pal.
I meant for this game.
Oh, for this game.
Well,
this
the game. Way I look at it, not bad for someone who's got a 22-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 10-year-old. You know, you got to be happy with it.
Was the 10-year-old a surprise?
No, planned.
Oh, very good. Good for you.
Planned, yeah. Well, you guys have an awesome day.
No, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Go finish baking your brownies.
I wanted you.
You did want her. There's something about her sound.
I wanted her in this game.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling's mutual, guys. Listen to you all the time.
Okay.
Goodbye,
very
honey.
Nice.
Bye.
Very nice.
Bye-bye.
We part as friends.
Ooh. Okay, well, let's see if we can get these two slots filled when we come back.
Uh-huh. Oh!
Oh, And today's the first day of Hanukkah.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah. And Michael Hoffman will be here to celebrate with us.
Very good. Always a pleasure to have him come by.
Hope you brought your appetite.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the jelly donuts. And he didn't bring the potato pancakes that made me sick one year, did they? Did he?
Did he?
I don't know yet.
He's not here yet? Is he here yet?
He's on his way.
He's on his way. He's on his way. He's flying in on that magic dreidel.
And he has, hold on, there. Look in the back room.
What?
Joe, who's back there with
Michael
you?
Hoffman.
He's here. He's here.
You know, that is a guy that is just a thread through the years.
Yep.
I mean, he just, it's we've known him for such a long time. Always good to see him.
How you doing, Michael?
You can say hi. You're on.
We can hear you.
Doing fine. Can't complain. How are you?
Oh, we're excited to see the goodies you brought this year.
Oh, I brought stuff?
You always do.
Happy first day of Hanukkah, Michael.
Thank you. Same to you. That's Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Hanukkah. That's right. Today, we are all Jews.
No?
Prove it.
He was slow to respond.
He was slow to respond.
Prove it. No, thanks.
Okay.
All right. We got Michael here. We will talk Hanukkah in a moment. Ladies, last chance right now. Seriously. Here we go. Two spots. 877-365-3636. The last two spots for tomorrow's $1,000 Hannah Montana strip trivia MILF thing that we've been talking about ad nauseum.
Call right now.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're a goddamn thing.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think, Imus? As we documented yesterday, Imus went back on the radio, Don Imus, and unfortunately had a bunch of technical problems that still exist even today.
Wow.
As he's trying his new radio venture.
Bunch of idiots.
Here's a little bit of Imus from today when he thought he was on the air.
Very good.
He's actually not on the air, but he thinks he's on the air. No.
Patricia, you can stop playing a music now. It's just starting to annoy me. I mean, I like the blues, yeah. Yeah, I can hear you, but who's playing the music? Is that you?
I don't think you're on now.
I'm not on?
The Don and Mike Show.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got a whole bunch of IMS. A whole bunch of faux pas.
I had heard that the show was a complete train wreck.
From
that.
The return. Rob called me this morning and said, you're so right. He was watching RFD TV. It's impossible to describe the tension.
It's a great comedy, isn't it?
That's going on in the room. Yeah.
Well, we aren't unclear what to do.
Right.
So I'm supposed to be talking? Well, I am talking. I'm just not talking to you as opposed to, well, as Charles said, 34 minutes past the hour here on the Imus and Wayne program on the radio around the country. And
it's going well.
Wow.
Anyway, tip of the dawn of my cap to Imus. Open the phones now and release the hounds.
Absolutely.
Please. Take the all busy off the phones. Let's get to it. Just let the ladies call. Let's start the MILF fun. We have two spots left for the strip trivia Hannah Montana $1,000 contest tomorrow. This is it, your last shot, ladies. Hello. Donna Mike Show.
Hello. What's wrong? It seems like some sort of technical problem. We're trying to give away a spot on strip trivia.
It's pretty ironic, don't you think, that
we're making fun and now we had a problem with that.
We do. Phones need to be reset.
That particular phone didn't.
No, they're all just the little. See when they go to the little green dot?
Mm-hmm. All we want to do on the dot of my program is have women come down and strip.
That means we're screwed.
That's all we want to do. I don't understand. We're just simply asking for some phone calls.
Phones have to reboot.
So there's been a number of articles and stuff in the paper about the technical difficulties we're having, which remain. And I, so not today, I'm not going to, my patience is, I've been worn out.
Yeah. Rather ironic, don't you think, that right now as we were playing those, some would call that karma.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm telling you the truth when I say our microphones are working okay. I know there have been a few articles in the newspaper about the fact that we've been soliciting for Mills to play the Hannah Montana Strip Trivia.
Oh, they are.
When did he turn into Tom Brokaw? I'm very curious about that. Because that one thing where he comes back from commercial.
It's the morning.
Abba's the morning program. Is, I don't think he's ever been that bad.
No, never.
You know what's great is that Tony and Karis, they've heard none of this material. Tony has heard a little.
It's like talking to an Alzheimer's patient for me. I mean, it'll be brand new as far as that's concerned.
That's tremendous news, actually, yeah.
11 after the hour. Why does my mic have no presence in it and I sound like I'm off mic, Lou?
Now you sound like you're in another country.
Yeah, I know. Why is that?
Why they all the
sound
mics
like
sound
further
different.
Away too?
Isn't that funny?
All wow. The different microphones sound completely unequalized.
Isn't that funny? He has technical problems.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Technical problemas.
You know what's funny right now?
What's up?
It's that our phones are all jammed up right now.
I understand that, but as I'm talking to you, I can hear you clearly. Is that Tom Hanks laughing in the background? What the hell? Listen, what the hell is so funny?
I never watched I Miss Much when he was on MSNBC, but now he's got people dressing up when they come in to do characters. Is that new?
Something we decided to add a little bit of a sizzle
because yesterday
to the broadcast.
Yesterday they had the Dr. Phil guy in. Yeah. I-Man.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, play that good flute. Yeah, we're back. That? And what the hell is wrong?
Double jingle?
That's just his double jingle there.
I don't understand. There's something terribly wrong with the program.
Can you play a little bit of the character?
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Oh, you revealed it.
Number 7. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
This was really ripping.
I'm just waiting for our own technical difficulties to work themselves out.
Also, we'll talk with the Hulk Hogan, who is into spying. Hulk, it's always nice to see you.
It's good to see you, brother. You know, I was looking at that op-ed piece about Mitt Romney and JFK.
Yeah.
Let me write that one down. This is some guy?
Ooh, let me write that one down.
This is some guy that just dressed up like Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, he's about built like me.
So he's a fat guy?
He's a fat guy in a red T-shirt and a yellow wig and a yellow mustache and a kerchief around his head.
All right.
And he's yelling as Hulk Hogan.
And is it true what I read in the newspaper that Imus was angry for the entire broadcast?
I thought so, yeah.
Okay. He didn't boil over, but he appeared to be furious?
Just upset.
Okay.
And the set is really sort of like you would see on a high school television show.
Okay.
Two tables at right angles.
It's kind of like Wayne's World.
Well, Western Wayne's World, like Wayne's Saloon.
Like I told you yesterday, it looks out on Manhattan, on Times Square Garden.
But
the window looks out on that, but inside it looks like Captain Kangaroo's barn.
Both of you have looked in on this show, right? Is it true that Imus appears to have had a head lift? I mean a facelift?
I couldn't tell.
I watched again today, and like I said yesterday, the picture quality
is so bad.
That it's not even like you ever watched a show on a channel like TNT, and they say it's in high def,
but it's really not.
All they really do is not to confuse you, Regis. They just stretch the picture out.
My face is stretched out. How do I get my face to be back to normal?
I believe. I believe what they've done is the exact same thing. What do you mean?
Look at that.
We're rebooting.
Look at that.
That's
now.
Hey.
Rob, you don't like the phones like that, do you? Look at that. Totally black.
Really?
They're back.
They're all black.
Look at there.
It's just black.
Now the little green lights are coming back on.
Well, it's about time. I want to apologize for the fact that we have had that problem with the phone service right now.
Mitt Romney is JFK, brother. Mormons believe in polygamy, and JFK believed in having a lot of babes around. Brother!
You had 8 months.
Oh, no.
All right. Sorry. Don't start your material.
Two and a half. We had 2.5 days. We got 5, brother.
You had predicted that was coming.
All right. Can we get costumes?
That's painful.
Thank goodness we had those tapes of his technical difficulty to help us with our technical difficulty.
Well, I think that worked out nicely. I like that.
Is that the little screen that means it's being rebooted?
You should be rebooted.
Rebooting.
Rebooting. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Meow.
Worth it.
Oh, well, at least.
This is Buzz's number one fan, meow.
All right, at least the phones are back up and we know that they are operational.
And now, you know, every time we get a call like this, it is blocking a potential mom that would like to win tickets to Hannah Montana her child. And that's what we're looking for, not you, sir.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Oh, another guy.
Yeah.
Another guy. Hi, welcome to the Sausage Fest.
Nice to see you. I just wanted to make sure the phones were working.
Oh, it's, you know, Rob, I didn't even realize that was you.
Neither.
It's just me. Chala, I must go.
You're blocking
number one fan. Great job with rebooting the phones. Great job, guys. Gotta go. Number one fan.
Number one fan.
You got me. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, coincidentally, the fat guy on Imus, also named Rob.
All right. Oh, but is it spelled with two B's?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Don.
Hi.
I'm not calling for the MILF, but please don't laugh at me, but what is a MILF?
It's a mom I'd like to F.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you just you never knew what that meant?
No, I didn't. I'm a little nerdy.
Do you think you would fall into that category?
No. I have a little saggage, and, you know, I'm 47. And
okay. No, I mean, I was just asking, not to play the game or anything. I was just curious.
No, I like buffalo wings and beer.
But if you heard that term, is the first time you heard that term on this show?
It is the first time I've heard that term on your show. I've heard a lot of first-timers on your show.
It's been out there for a long time. And, you know, no matter what you think of yourself, I bet... do you have kids?
No, I don't have any kids.
Then you wouldn't hear the term.
If you did, I bet one of them would have if you had a young son, maybe he would have a friend that no matter what you think of yourself would still consider you to be a MILF.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know what? You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. A pleasure doing business with you.
Bye.
And there's a whole subculture of that MILF thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see it, you know, it's right next to the Japanese pornography.
because there's some kids that even from a young age, they just want to get it on with a big, sloppy, fat woman.
Stacy's mom.
Are you a big, sloppy, fat woman?
Hey, I would have back when I was a kid.
Sure.
Well, I mean, but didn't we all have the moms in the neighborhood, too, that were the hotties
yep.
that all the boys fantasized
Hello,
about.
Don and Mike show.
Sure did.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, the fat guy on Imus, his name's Rob Bartlett. He's a professional comedian, and basically what he does is he just chimes in now and then, and he, you know, pumps things into Imus's ear so he can say funny stuff now and then.
That's really wonderful, but let's just stop and think about all the guys that are calling now mm-hmm. and taking up space that could be filled by women.
I just wanted to make sure the phones worked.
Bye!
Well, trust me, they do, my friend. Thanks. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, about this Hannah Montana thing, I don't know if you've heard that in an attempt to cash in on the hype, Joe Montana's daughter is actually doing some shows out in Las Vegas. Yellow, yeah. Jack.
Wow.
Blocking another call.
It could have been a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Montana.
I haven't heard anything about that.
I haven't either, Rob.
I don't think it's-
Let's hope you don't.
I just saw Joe go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. See, the thing is, if you've called the show before, I don't know how our software works. Maybe someone can explain this to me. If you've called the show before, it comes up with your name, mm-hmm. your first name,
right,
and your phone number. So Joe just saw that we had 12 guys on the line.
Mm-hmm. 12 men.
By their name. And he just hung up on all of them.
Ejected.
We want women.
What happens is we automatically get the phone number. We have a caller ID service for that. But if they've been entered in as a name to that number, it'll bring the name up.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I called up and it saw my number, it would say Rob.
So right now I can already say this call's not been screened, but hello, Doug.
Hey, Don.
This would be...
There you go.
Hi, hey, Doug. Are you enjoying the program today?
It's nice.
Hey, I got something great for you guys.
Doug, I asked you a question.
What's up?
I said, are you enjoying the program today?
Yes, I am.
How many times has Doug called?
Doug has called 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, he's called 58 times, and he's made it on the air 6 times.
Nice percentage, Doug.
Ah, shut up.
Shut up, you.
Doug, my friend, we're...
Look, the old...
You know, hold on as I look now. Doug, Doug, Steve, Ken, Bill, Mark. Now, are you guys doing this just to screw with us?
Yeah.
Seriously. again, Joe didn't screen this call. This guy is named Ken.
We want Shelly, Rachel, Midge.
He's called 38 times. Midge. He's gotten through 7 times.
He's not helping us today.
Hello, Ken?
Yes.
Ken, now that you're not the first one that is called with the female voice.
I'm a milk blocker. Bye.
See, that's it.
Yeah.
It's almost, here's a strange thing. It's almost like they're jealous. It's almost like they're jealous that for one small moment in time, we are catering to the female members of our audience. It's almost like they can't, they're having trouble handling that.
Everybody's blocking them out.
This is very, very frustrating.
Joe just had to clear the line.
This didn't happen the other day when you gave kind of a sneak attack and you just brought it up for the first time and all of a sudden, there they were. Now it's the guys that are calling going, hello.
I forgot this.
Oh.
These are the last two tickets. And we're giving him away tomorrow.
Right. Now, is it the snow? Are the moms out there so panicky because of the snow?
Nothing is more important than Hannah Montana tickets.
See, I'll tell you, again, behind the curtain with Oz here, on my side, every time somebody calls,
right,
I can see without even answering the call, they don't have to be
that
screamed.
That it's a Fred.
I can see it.
Or a Sam.
In this case, Jeremy.
Jeremy, what are you doing to us?
Hey, what's up?
36 times he's called, 5 times he's made it through.
I just wanted to say real quick, guys, first of all.
Jeremy, hold on. I'm going to stop you before you say what you want to say.
Joe, don't hang up on all these guys yet, please. Yes.
Jeremy, I want to ask you this question. Jeremy,
what are we trying
to do right now? What is the last piece of business that we're trying to tie up here? The last two.
You're trying to get a hold of some hot little MILFs.
Right.
Right. And they're all trying to call right now. And they can't get through even after the phones have been fixed.
I was actually going to give you over to my wife, though, if you don't mind.
Well, hello.
Well, now then, why don't you do that?
I was just going to say one thing. That's a shame that nobody in New York City can play the game.
It's a shame that nobody in New York can play the game.
It is a shame.
I don't understand why that's a problem.
Is that where area code 585 is from?
You couldn't make it in the market there, you know what I mean?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, for God's sake.
So, see, here's a guy that's got an agenda really trying.
Mike, hold on. We got a guy who's stuck in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
A guy who apparently is reading message boards from the year 2000.
Well, that's right, Don.
Well, Jeremy, are you enjoying yourself? Are you bored this afternoon?
Mike, as a fast Giants fan, how many years did you lose off your life on that game on Sunday?
I can't get you because you're too distorted. I really couldn't understand.
Bye!
Okay.
Well, anyway.
I mean, it's one of these guys that was talking like this.
Again, I can just tell you, though, looking at all the lines that Joe's not cleared. Zach.
Yes.
You're killing us. Brian.
What are we doing?
Brian.
This is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
You're killing us.
All I heard in the background was Dog the Bounty. What the hell's going on?
Hello, Sherman.
Who's this?
I'm not making these names up. Sherman.
Sherman, Mr. Peabody.
Hello.
It's another one. Jesus Christ.
Hello, Steve. Steve.
My dad's work. How many times have I called? How many times have I got in?
Oh, my God. You've called 53 times. It's the second time you've made it.
Oh, now guys want to know what their percentages
what
are.
Their stats.
I don't know. See, Rob, you started that.
Yeah. Hold on.
Thank God.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I am such a MILF-blocking dick. I just wanted you to know that.
You know what?
Female name on the screen?
Must have been his wife's phone. First name was Sherry.
I shouldn't be laughing. Laughing only encourages them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want to join the contest. I got a 12-inch thong.
Of course you do, Bob.
Now that we have identified that it's a problem.
Hello, Chris.
That's right. And you said, is it a Chris man or a Chris woman?
See, now what you must know is this is not like when you're listening to standard talk radio and they say, John, you're next. I'm taking these calls on screen. That's why everybody's radio is up loud.
And the software allows you to see the name.
For instance, what kind of a dick tries to screw up our bit? A guy named Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, Ray. Jerkoff.
Ray.
That's the name that you've used 39 times when you've called. This is the fifth time.
You have no clue.
What do you mean?
This is my second time I've ever called you, and the first time Joe hung up on me.
Are you calling from area code 775, and are the first three numbers of your phone 219?
Yes.
There have been 39 calls from this phone to our show five times. Somebody.
Your information is incorrect.
There's no way. I mean, it's
technical.
You can trust a guy like that.
Wow.
Randall, why are you screwing our show up, Randall?
Randall.
Sorry, man.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
You know, why is the audience working against us?
Because they're having fun.
These are the same guys that tomorrow are going to be...
Oh, they're going to love the show tomorrow.
They're going to
sure.
be laying on their couches right. with creams for 4 hours.
It was bad at first, but then when we spotlighted it, it got worse. Mm. But let's not let that take away from the fact that we have a lady on the line.
Hi there. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
Stacy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from outside of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. That's close enough to play our game tomorrow.
Sure is.
I have a question.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you guys have any sisters coming down tomorrow?
Do we have any women of color?
You know, we actually, this will shock you, ma'am. It's even though Rob works here, it's not one of the questions that we ask.
Yeah, it really isn't. We don't really care most of the time. But are you black?
I am a woman of color.
Why don't you join, darling? I love brown sugar.
We'd be delighted.
Are you a MILF? That's the most important thing.
I believe so. I'm 5'7", 125 pounds.
That's fine.
Celebrity you most resemble, perhaps?
We need that.
I've heard Nia Long.
Who is that?
Oh, she's hot as balls.
What show is she on?
I have seen her on... Was she on anything with the...
She was in Boiler Room.
Yeah, okay. you remember the girl?
Oh,
the girl,
yes.
The
receptionist
the girl
in Boiler Room?
The front desk in Boiler Room.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the game.
You going to play the game with us tomorrow?
I would love to come down and
Thank
play the
you,
game with you guys tomorrow.
Thank you. So what's your name? Stacy?
Cecilia.
Cecilia. Oh, Cecilia. You said Stacy.
Should I get a wax first before I come down?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's up to you.
No, let it grow.
You really want her to.
Let it grow like a garden. Hold on there. Stacy or Cecilia?
Cecilia.
All right, that means one more spot to go. Uh-huh.
Now all I'm doing is thinking about the woman in Boiler Room.
One more spot. Except we have dickheads like Brent.
I believe so.
Hello, Brent.
Hello.
Brent, turn your radio down,
for starters.
Or we could just say, Eric, why are you wasting our time, Eric?
I'm a truth, a transsexual.
Or we could say, Bill. Poor Bill, what an awful record this guy has. 11 times he's called, first time he's made it on the air.
And really, all you're doing is using him as an example.
Bill?
Your way to beautiful girl.
Do not play Sean Kingston to us.
Oh, my God.
Brad? Hello, Brad.
Stop picking on Brian. Leave him alone.
Jesus, Brad, we're calling you out. Todd?
Yo.
What's your major malfunction?
How's it going?
Todd.
Great. Todd.
Hey.
What?
My percentage, man.
That's all they're doing.
27.
Now they want to know
you guys
their percentage.
Are the best.
27 times you've called the show. 6 times you've made it through.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, shut up.
6 out of 27.
Right.
Shut up!
Todd.
Keep your own staff.
You knew there was going to be a Todd in there, but my favorite was Sherman. Sherman.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Well,
bye, Phil.
Hey, man.
Don and Mike, hello.
What's up?
What's happening, Holmes?
How you doing?
What can we do for you?
I was just calling to get on the air.
All we got is just H-O-M-E-S.
Right.
H-O-M-E-S. This guy's a champ. 38 times, first time through.
Well, listen to him. Listen
first
to
time
him.
Through.
Now you know why.
I give a tip of the hat to Joe on that one.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Al.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You waste much too much time. You've called the show 66 times.
Ooh.
This is the 10th time you've made it through.
I'm out of here then. Eject.
Yeah, see?
It's only needed.
That's what they want.
Hey, keep
now.
Your own statistics.
That's
okay.
What they want. Hey, but you know what? Hey, I think it's a triumph that we got Cecilia.
Hello, Chris.
Yep.
What's my number?
Chris, you suck. You've called 30 times. You've made it through three times.
That is the worst.
That's a terrible percentage.
You're awful.
10%. And you know, it's a good chance with the guys knowing these stats that they could try harder.
And here's a wild card for you. We have some people that call the show, and they come up as several names.
I see.
Huh.
Hello, several names.
Hey, what's up? This I am a MILF pimp.
Yeah. This douchebag has called us 85 times with several names. He has only gotten through 17, and he's one of the people that Joe has marked down.
Oh,
what,
so he's
what
been.
What name do you have me as?
So he's been flagged.
We have you as several names.
I'm Mickey.
Is that what you are today?
No, that's my name, Mickey. From Sacramento.
I doubt it.
Make a note of it. Will.
And he's calling from Sacramento, the land of aliases.
Hello, Will.
Hey, you didn't ask that last girl any questions. You need
Will.
Need to make-
Will, we could have a girl, and we could be asking her questions right now if you weren't on the phone. And Will, we did get the most important question. She looks like the hot chick in Boiler Room.
What's my percentage?
No, he doesn't get that information. You don't get it, Will. You have not earned it.
You should be able to know all professional baseball players know their batting average. And, Mike, I've not followed the game for a while, but you tell me. Is it only the most qualified players that actually can compute as they are going to first base?
Right.
Either their minus points or their plus points or their batting average.
That is exactly right. That is how they do it. The good players. The good players know
what I'm saying.
Every single at-bat. They know when they're standing on first base how many points they've raised their average by.
I mean, I read that somewhere about that guy, George Brett, for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, the guys that are students of the game. I mean, they pay attention to it.
This guy would go up to the plate and say, I'm hitting 272. He would hit a double, and he would immediately know, okay, my average is now 278.
You ever see players that get mad when they walk? When they get walked, they get pissed off because they don't raise their average by getting a base hit. It's very frustrating for them. Much like our callers.
Like John.
Am I the lucky caller?
Or maybe Kyle. Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle, I hate to ask this, but what can we do for you?
$5. Get you anything you want.
This tool has called us one. This guy may have the worst record we've heard thus far today.
Really?
142 times, and he has made it through five times.
Woohoo!
You know what we've done now. Seriously,
I know.
There's a MILF out there that doesn't even stand a chance.
We'll do this later.
Tickets.
We'll find one more woman.
We'll have to be sneaky.
It'll be a sneak attack. As Bill Parcells says, it'll be a jap attack.
Because now everybody wants to know their score.
When we come back, something we can all agree on,
yes,
no matter what name it is or how many times you've called the show, happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Well, Mike the Hanukkah guy, we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And a little dreidel I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I should flip. Oh dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Breathing.
Dennis Murphy.
When it's dry and ready,
breathing technique.
Oh dreidel, I should flip.
I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. Oh dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, oh no.
Oh no.
What happened to music?
This
is like the Imus show.
Oh, no, not quite that bad. I don't think that's that bad at all. I think it's working fine.
God damn, I believe in karma.
There it is.
I like spent a whole break goofing on his technical problems.
No, that's from your days in the Hare Krishnas.
You just got tired of work in the airport.
Got another machine?
Number two.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no. Oh,
perfect.
Oh, where's the song? Where's the song we love so much?
So bad.
Maybe it's the disc, Robbie.
It could be.
Must be.
You know, while you're doing that.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Why don't we just screw up all the penises in the audience?
Uh-huh.
And say hello to, Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi there, honey. Now, we want to thank you for calling. Thank you, Joe, for finding Jenny in the middle of all those sausages.
Jenny, where are you calling from?
95, heading back to Columbia, Maryland.
All right. Beautiful. And you're calling for the last spot in the MILF contest?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Jenny, you're hot to trot for these Hannah Montana tickets?
Absolutely.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, darling?
That I most resemble?
Yes.
My ex-husband said that I look like Heather Locklear, but I don't see it.
Is there anybody that you would say you look more like?
Oh, gosh. Not at the top of my head, no.
Well, then, you know what? We can just say... Or we could say...
Oh.
Or we could just... Say hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Diane.
And where are you from, Diane?
Manhattan.
Uh-huh. And you want to play the game, too?
Yes, absolutely.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I'm sorry?
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, I would say that Kristen Kirk girl from the Smallville.
Wow, that's tough for me.
Well, she's hot. Is she Clark Kent's girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
Probably good.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And you've always wanted to play strip trivia?
Sure, absolutely. It'll be my first time.
You take care of yourself?
Of course I do.
You're getting back to the waxing question that was asked before, right?
Hold on a second. I'm now getting the sign.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ah. That'd be great if we didn't have such a gay song.
Gay.
Not a gay song.
Did you just stop it?
Oh, dear. Oh, you know what? This is bad. This is serious technical problems. Oh, my God.
Try that one.
Thank God the microphones are working.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, thank God.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And this is going to work with the I Miss Tape, too. Hold on.
That is perfect.
Anywho, let's go back to sweet Diane. Diane?
Are you there, darling?
Yeah.
Okay, now is it Dion or Diane?
It's Dion.
Dion.
No,
Dion.
As in my lady Warwick.
And you're a mommy?
Uh-huh.
And you want the Hannah Montana tickets?
Uh-huh.
Are these questions difficult, Dion?
I'm on my cell phone, so this is a little bit hard for me to hear you.
I know, it's always very confusing using these cell phones. They're brand new. we'd love to have you play, Dion.
Are you good at trivia, Dion?
Depends on what it is. Depends on what kind of question it is.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Do you have a hot body, Dion?
You got it.
Okay, yeah. That's all we need.
Hold on a second.
That's all we need.
Hold on. Uno momento.
We might have, the Heather Locklear lookalike, you threw her back? Because there was an energy there that meant that she wouldn't be
into
it.
She didn't necessarily want to commit to who she thought she resembled. The whole thing is you got to have the confidence. If you're a MILF, you know you're hot.
Exactly. And my ex-husband said, I look like Heather Locklear.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, good for him.
What does he say today about you?
Yeah, I guarantee I know.
What does he say today? I believe that means the field is complete.
We do have a full complement of 10 right now.
And that once again, we can simply open up the telephones without fear of friendly fire.
Yes.
Without fear of us being, in essence, the Pat Tillman of the radio.
I think that they were out there. They were trying to sabotage us. But, you know, the strange thing, as you mentioned before, is these are the same guys that are going to have the beach sold out tomorrow. They're going to enjoy tomorrow's
show. You know
what?
That was not a good analogy because Pat Tillman was killed with friendly fire. our soldiers did not mean to do that to him.
Right.
But our callers
yes.
definitely did try to C-block our MILF action today.
We are the demanding lieutenants that they wanted to just shoot down. It was very, very unfair. You see what we did? During the commercial breaks, they were there. We held on to them, and we got you. Sneak attack. It's a friendly rivalry we have with our listeners. What's that, Joe?
What, Joe?
Talk to her again.
She's smart. Hello? Dion.
Yeah.
Why are we talking to you again? Joe says we should talk to you again.
What was that?
Joe said we should talk to you again, Dion.
Yeah, okay.
Why is that? Joe, why should we talk to Dion again?
Why?
Joe. Hi,
because
Joe.
She's stupid.
Well, that would be Pot saying hello to Kettle.
But she's hot, and it's okay, though. It's okay. And then she. Are you trying to, like, give her directions to get here or something? What are you basing that on, Joe? What's that
she's
based on?
Flying out of town tomorrow.
Are you flying out of town tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, then how are you going to play the game tomorrow?
That's a good question.
Sure is.
Well, I guess Joe is right.
Boy, Joe gets one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe gets one in the win column.
Mm.
Your S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
Yeah, we were talking about doing this on Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Were you paying attention? You don't pay attention, do you, Dion?
I guess not. No. I'm driving home.
I know, and we've already said the whole cell phone thing. It's so new, the technology. It's really confusing. Wait till you try an ATM. You're gonna think you're standing in front of a pong game.
I have one of these iPhone thing, and I forgot you guys' phone number, so I have to use the.
You guys, so long.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Just as well.
Too much. Too many violations.
And then there was still
two slots open.
What? Oh. Only one.
Is it only one open?
One, I think.
We got Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny was a keeper, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
I think so.
Nia Long looked like
I don't know. The whole segment's been very confusing to me. I believe we have one slot open.
Right. I almost feel like I'm just, are we all there?
Hello? If you're going to play the game, remember it is tomorrow.
And hold on. Give me a second. I just want to see what's up with these machines.
Okay. Very good.
See if they'll play anything.
And that was a good call by Mr. Ardinger.
Did you reset these?
I did.
Okay. Right, let's see what happens on... CD number one.
Anything to help us identify her?
Lucky for you, like many young ladies her age, she had some surgical work done. Feel these. What do you think?
Implants. Kind of big for my taste, really.
The other end.
Oh, they're for the butt?
Yes.
Implants are serialized. Get an ID from those.
You know, I spent 12 hours on a court bench last week. I could have used a pair of these bad boys.
Okay, so I'll run the cereals.
All right.
Yeah.
I am an ass man.
All right, that one works.
That's good.
Good.
Uh-huh. That's CSI right there, right. If you were wondering.
About this one? About this machine right here? Hello, come in. Gonna work? Oops. Well, let me try the next cut just to make sure.
We're testing them all.
I think it might have been a symptom of that disc because there was a small scratch on it.
Oh, was
so
it really?
I'll reburn the disc. And we should be good to go in time for her flight tomorrow.
Yes, and let's take this opportunity to say hi to Dion. Safe home, Dion.
Oh, hold on. This is a great Chris Hansen song. I love this.
Hope she can find her way to the gate tomorrow.
KCBQ.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I'll be the best sex you will ever have. I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
That's my fault. It's my fault. I just got distracted.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Oh.
Was this another guy using his wife's telephone?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Be so sorry.
That is so sad.
Okay, well,
who knew? Anyway. All right, here we go.
KCBQ.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I'll be the best sex you will ever have. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me? I'll be the one going to take off your clothes? I will go till you tell me to stop. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves. I carry a gun everywhere I go. I will go till you tell me to stop. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I like rape.
When will I see you
again?
Again.
Perfect song for it.
Chris Hansen. I love Chris Hansen with soft rock.
My God.
God, that's great.
Wow.
Let's see. What's this? That's always a good way to start a call. Let's see.
What's this?
What's this?
Well, that's the way it's been.
Uh-huh. Let's see what's, well, or just push the button and just watch it go.
Well, I'd like to make very clear that we do have one slot open, but I don't think it's a good idea to say call now.
No, we're still going to have to sneak attack it later.
That's exactly.
Oh, now, do the phones need to be reset again?
I don't think so.
They're all dots.
They're all dots.
It's all green dots again.
Oh, they're all dots. That's the way it seems right now.
Okay, you're right. Green dots mean good. Hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
Just wondering if you have the weather forecast.
Are you number one fan?
Number one fan! Number one fan!
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we do have it.
I am still a MILF-blocking dick, just so you know.
How many times?
This guy's only called 29 times.
Mm-hmm. Just having fun doing the state. Now you're going to be listening to the show tomorrow, correct? You're going to be enjoying the MILFs that we have in here.
They'll get through. They always do.
I know they all get through, but you're making our job more difficult.
Why are you C-blocking again?
Because this is fun.
No, this is not. You're taking,
You're a bad listener. Very, very bad. You should discipline yourself.
I hope you don't get off tomorrow.
Or ever. He doesn't care. See, he's right. He knows that we're going to have them get through, and he knows.
Oh, they'll get through. They always do.
Yeah, they always do, but we'd like to have them get through. Well, we wanted to have them get through in the last segment.
I hope tomorrow that your mom walks in on you when you're listening to the show.
If they get through now, what are we going to do for the last hour before Buzz?
Now you're producing the show.
Well, thank you. We did have an hour of Hanukkah celebration in mind.
Hanukkah, Shmonica.
Oh, that's your call. That's not very nice to our guest, Michael Hoffman, is it? No.
They're all done.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize to Rabbi Hoffman.
Did you just turn up the radio briefly?
Just for a second.
Just briefly. See, that all the guys, that does seem to be the recurring theme. They all want to hear themselves.
Bye!
That's the only reason they're calling.
All we have today is Bach clockers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jason. Jason, you're not even screened. Jason, listen, would you like it if you were trying to close in on something in a bar? Some nice woman in a bar, and me and Mike walked up right as you were putting the moves in, and we said, hey, this guy Jason, did you know he's got herpes?
Well, don't you think guys have always had that happen? You know, you're sitting there, and you have that special moment, and all of a sudden your buddies walk in.
Being careful, it's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
You're sitting up there, you're standing at a lovely woman at a bar, and a guy walks up to you it's starting to go well. It's starting to turn in your direction, and all of a sudden, the guy walks up and goes, hey, man, that last week when you farted, that was the funniest thing I've ever smelled in my life.
Or how about this? You're at a bar next to a woman, you're putting the moves on her, Mike and I walk up and we go, hey, when did you get out of jail?
That's what these calls are doing to us today.
Yeah. Did she drop the charges?
Yeah, how you doing? Oh, that's great. Well, maybe we could get together Friday night. Hey, how are you? Hey, listen, I'm not going to let you puke in the back of my car again.
How about this one? Hey, Fred. Wow. I told you there wouldn't be enough DNA underneath her fingernails, didn't I?
Still got that sign.
Come on now. Let's have a Bud Light.
Man, what are you? Or the ultimate. What are you doing in here? You're married, dude.
Still got that sign in your yard?
What's wrong with you, man? How's your wife doing?
Okay, now there are some people who are calling who have never called before.
Oh, very good. Ah, okay.
So these calls are unknown to us.
They're virgins.
No name assigned. No name assigned. Mm. Let's see. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. This is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
What's up?
What can we do for you, Dan?
Why are you blocking? Why are you being a C blocker?
You told someone earlier in the week that for them to call back if they popped it. I just want to tell you that I was in the shower a couple weeks ago.
You know,
ago.
Your phone dropped out. Did you say something about a hemorrhoid?
Yeah, you told somebody earlier in the week to call back when they popped a hemorrhoid.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that that a couple weeks ago I was in the shower and I squeezed my hemorrhoid and it popped. Oh. It was weird.
Right.
I just want to tell you that.
Now, this conversation would be just like what we were talking about before. That wouldn't chase women away.
No.
Why would we have people discussing what they did in the shower? Were you in a great deal of pain?
What?
What?
Where? What? Where was the hemorrhoid? I mean, I know they're on your butt, but where on your butt was the hemorrhoid?
It's right. It's close to the hole. Very close.
Well, it's usually right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like off to the side.
Are you telling the truth or are you lying?
No, I'm serious. I'm being serious.
Were you in excruciating pain?
No, it actually didn't hurt. Just kind of, I didn't see exactly what came out because it washed down the shower, but it just like.
Now I'm grossed out. He wins. I'm grossed out. I'm going to grow up.
Nice talking to you guys.
Hemorrhoids don't generally fall out and go down the drain, do they?
Well, no. It's a question of, I don't even want to talk about it.
Psycho.
It's really not that there's something. It's not like they're a thing that falls up.
Like
it's
a blister.
It's a blister. Uh-huh. It's kind of like weak tissue. It's weak tissue that bubbles up. What am I doing? What am I doing? I want a milk. I don't want to be talking about this.
I did enjoy this guy's work in Blues Traveler. This is John Popper.
John Popper.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, hi there.
Hello?
Radio turned up too loud.
Hi there.
That was fun.
Another friend made.
Mission accomplished.
And I'll tell you something. My blowback breath is surprisingly sweet.
I heard that little one there.
I had a little one, and I just got a little, hey, you know, not bad. I'd make out with me today.
You ever have one of the little ones that just creeps out right before you're going to plant one on your good lady?
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen the other day, and I got the highest compliment a person can get.
What'd you say?
I leaned over to kiss Carla after I'd had a little, and it wasn't a loud one. It was just a little, and I said, hi, how you doing? She goes, did you break wind?
Oh.
No, nice. Darling, it was a burp.
It was a burp.
That came out of my mouth.
Yes, it did. It's the same stuff.
We will continue the search for the MILF. We'll find out what's happening with our studio, with the technical stuff. And I do know this. Mike Hoffman is here, so we will finally stop postponing Hanukkah.
Yes, our Hanukkah celebration begins.
And get to it. We go right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Woo! Look out!
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Here in America, we try not to make fun of or be funny with things that people don't choose.
But perhaps you have not seen someone with a very funny retardation. My brother Bilo have a very funny retardation.
And mental retardation, you know, causes a lot of pain and hardship for a lot of families.
Sometime my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, you will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la. Here behind this cage, crazy, crazy, everybody laughs. She go, you never get this. But one time, he break a cage and he get this. And then we all laugh, high five.
Now, no, that would not be funny in America, okay?
The Don and Mike Show.
So you say.
Yeah, right.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Well, we like to think so.
Right,
Listen, someone tell Michael Hoffman, hold on a second. KT Tunstall!
You like this one?
Yeah.
Damn, this song kicks some ass.
She's great.
She kicks some ass. You ought to make us stick together.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, let's stick together. I like her.
Yeah.
You know, she's not dirty, like unclean, but she's not
naughty.
She's not glam. And yeah. Nothing she wouldn't do.
You know she's a bad girl.
KT Tunstall.
Love her. And she's a bit of a throwback, too. I like that, too.
A lot of people have been emailing us about that song. Mm-hmm. That is from a disc that I got from Radio 1 in London.
Ah, cool.
Look it up on your Amazon.com.
KT Tunstall.
Right. Let's stick together. Uh-huh. Before we get to the Hanukkah guy, Mike Hoffman is here.
Yeah.
We want to celebrate Hanukkah.
Sure.
I think figured a way around the last spot that will stop all of the blockers that are calling, and they're still calling.
Sure. The cherished last spot, Don.
God bless them. Joe, I was standing outside with Joe saying, seriously, during the commercials, any women at all. He said, I must have answered 70 calls.
Right. He's getting frustrated.
Every single call was from a guy.
Yeah, going, hey, did you get the woman yet?
And they either want to know what the percentage is that the computer says of them calling in, or they simply want to say, I'm a guy.
Right. Those are statistics we should never release, incidentally. Right. I think that, that no good can come of that at all.
Fellas, well, you'll thank us tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're simply going to go to the internet.
Yes, why not?
And we are going to start calling women who have sent us emails. First woman that's there that takes the call on the air, she's in.
Brilliant. Very good. I like this idea. This will be fun. And it is the final position, too. Mm-hmm. And then there would be 10.
There you go. And her name is Emily.
Emily.
The very first random one that was pulled out.
Very good.
I would love to go. My kids love Hannah Montana. Mm-hmm. There is a picture of Emily.
Oh, yes. And that's a real picture, unlike some of the other ones we've had.
Now, let's call Emily and see if she wants to play.
Lovely Emily wearing pigtails.
That's cute.
Appears to be in a bikini on a boat.
Nothing wrong with that.
And Emma's beer old man next to her.
Yeah, you're a very old man.
That's what I meant, her dad. Yeah. I'm sure it's her husband.
Let's see if she answers.
I don't go for that.
Good for you, Mike.
I truly don't.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla.
Oh, no.
Oh, her opportunity is missed.
And let's go to the next email.
Can I see the picture since we're saying goodbye to her?
Go.
Can
Emily.
I look fondly
goodbye.
At the picture?
Goodbye, Emily.
Oh, he's not that old, actually. He's just a bit doughy. That's all.
Nothing wrong with that.
I thought he was old from a distance.
Here's the next one from next random email that we received from someone named Alyssa.
Alyssa. I used to date Alyssa back in the day. Alyssa Bushnell. Her nickname was Lolly.
Related to Candace?
Sister of Candy. Uh-huh. Youngest sister, Zizzy. Alyssa was Lolly. I never understood that.
You got nothing to offer.
No. None of the Bushnell sisters.
Oh, the Bushnells.
No, it was a goose egg with the Bushnell sisters. Much like we might be with Alyssa here.
Well, no, this could be a tricky wicket as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just trying to call listeners that have sent us emails, because that was, well.
Oh, hold on a second.
Worth a try.
This Emily picture said that we were talking about father or her old man. Uh-huh. The email says, hey, Rob, here's the pic you asked for. That's my son on the right. What? That's her son.
What?
That's her son.
What?
I know we don't want to give up on Emily.
Mike, hold on a second. You see that sign right there, that little punctuation?
Yeah.
That means smile.
Oh.
That means like she's goofing.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Okay. When you get the double colon and then you get like half of a parenthesis.
Oh. Right. See, she's got a sense of humor too. Oh. Damn, I wish she was home.
Hold on a second. See, beers, beware. A chick got through.
Yay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hello there.
Good. Hi. I'm calling in. My name is Sarah. And
Sarah.
My daughter is 9 years old. She turned 9 years old and on Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Are you a MILF?
Am I what?
A MILF.
Are you a MILF?
A mom that we'd like to F. You are. Are you beautiful?
Yes.
Who is the...
I'm a mom.
What is your name, my dear?
Sarah.
Sarah. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I resemble myself.
No, honey. You must give us a celebrity.
A celebrity?
We would much rather...
I resemble Lucy Liu.
Oh, there we go.
You resemble Lucy
Liu. Lucy Liu. You're an Asian hottie?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Do you know what a MILF is?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so.
Actually, can you explain?
Yes. A MILF means mom, I'd like to F.
Okay.
You got that?
Do you understand what we're saying?
Got it.
Okay.
And you're excited about the prospects of winning Hannah Montana tickets?
Yes. I've never won anything in my life, and I would like to give this present for my daughter for Christmas. If I do win the contest.
May I ask you a personal question?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a hearing difficulty?
Yes, sir.
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you
Just
Asian?
The way you're speaking, you sound like maybe you have a hearing problem.
Are you Asian?
I'm I'm Asian.
Yes, love a hot Asian chick.
Wonderful.
Hold on, I got something for you.
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
Ah, my stomach.
We're all going to learn some Japanese here, Sarah. Hold on a second.
救急車を呼んでもらったからといって安心はできません。しっかりと自分の状態を相手に伝えましょう。
We're trying to learn
how to... I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Learn how to say that.
私はひどい下痢です。I have a bad case of diarrhea.
It would be so much easier if they sang it for us.
Yeah, because then we could get it. Yeah. Are you Japanese, Sarah?
No, I'm not Japanese. I came from Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Hold on, please, darling. Hold on, Sarah. Sing it again, girls. With some feeling.
I have crossして a bad case. お腹をさすって of diarrhea.
Very good.
ジェスチャーゲームの要領です。感情を込めてやってみましょう。
It's an educational show. You know, this is growing on me. It's catchy and you can dance to it.
All right,
yes, you can.
We would love to have some hot Asian action in here.
And you know how the game works, right, Sarah?
Nope, I don't.
What do you think? Why don't you tell me what you think the game is?
Why'd you call?
Well, I listen to you guys all the time, but I don't try to go up for any contest that you guys put up.
Can you tell us what you think the contest might be?
This one.
You have to come down here to play the contest. You know that, right?
Yes, it's about a trivia game, a strip trivia game.
Yes, explain to me how you think the game works.
Well, the game works if you miss a question, you have to strip a piece of clothing.
You got it.
She's got it. I'm telling you.
Way to go, Sarah.
I love this. I love adding color to the rainbow of the MILF strip trivia. Amen. We have
a racially mixed strip trivia.
A beautiful ebonic princess who looks like the chick who's hot as balls in Boiler Room.
Oh, she is hot. Absolutely.
And now this. Did you say Lucy Liu or was I just hearing Lucy Liu?
Nope, she said it. Lucy Liu.
She said it.
Yes, it's Lucy Liu.
Nice. Oh, well, you're going to have a fantastic time tomorrow, Sarah.
We would be most honored to have most honorable Sarah play the game tomorrow.
Can you say in your native tongue, do you speak Vietnamese?
I can. Can you say
in Vietnamese, I am very excited to play honorable strip trivia game.
Tôi muốn chơi cái game ngày mai.
Yes.
Very close.
Oh, boy. She could be a winner. Yeah.
Do we love you? Hold on. Sarah, hold on, please.
May I tell you something, Don?
Yes,
Mike?
Ma'am.
Yes, go ahead.
Whoever I'm speaking to, or both of you guys.
It is both of us here.
I love you guys, and I listen to you sometimes. And either Mike, my condolence to you that you lost your wife.
That's Don.
Don.
And
Don.
My condolence to you, and I know how that goes sometimes. And I wish you the best of luck, whatever you do.
Thank you. You know, it has been almost 2.5 years, and I miss Frida every day, but I'm very lucky to have a new beautiful angel in my life, and what would make me even happier around this time of the holidays when sadness can creep in would be if you would bring your nice little Asian body down here tomorrow.
What do I have to wear?
Do you have any traditional Vietnamese clothing?
Can I wear nothing?
You have to at least have 5 articles of clothing.
But they can be 5 very skimpy articles of clothing. You just have to have 5 things that you'll be able to take off during the game.
5 to start.
5 different things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, my thong.
Right.
Oh, that's one. And then a bra.
I don't wear bras.
Well, maybe you put one on tomorrow. Or you put on 2 shirts.
Or a bathing suit top.
Well, why don't I do this. I'll dress slutty for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. If you feel you must.
That's a wonderful idea.
You could win the game, in theory.
I'll dress slutty for you.
If you, I thought you said I would just slut it for you, meaning you would just take your clothes off.
She'll dress.
Oh, come on now.
All right. Well, you can slut it up for us. Come on down tomorrow. We'd love to have you play the game.
And... where are you guys located?
We're going to put you on hold, and a very nice gentleman is going to give you all the information you need.
We are in the demilitarized zone of Rockville.
Oh, well, I live in Virginia.
Oh, very good. Then you'll have to get an early start tomorrow.
You have to go over the Ho Chi Minh Trail and take the American Legion Bridge, and you're here, baby.
Hey, no, you have to go over the Japanese. Now, they have the Japanese bridge that the Japanese built.
Oh, the bridge over the River Kwai.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Oh, man. You know, I'm really looking forward to meeting you tomorrow, Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Make sure you clean yourself up.
Oh, I will. And I'll shower. I'll put on makeup. Uh-huh. I'll put on my slutty clothes.
Very good.
And I'll wear something... traditional.
Oh, fantastic. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, P-Pick at Heart. Hold on a second,
okay.
Sarah.
Thank you.
Hold on, please.
Can you think of anybody better for the last slot in the competition?
I cannot, most honorable Mr. May.
I will wear something strutty for you. You will not be disappointed.
Fun onion to peel, wasn't it? Talking to her.
Wear traditional Vietnamese clothing for you.
Wear one of those long satin things that they wear with the high neck, but cut it in half.
Kimono.
Yes, a kimono. Yeah. Oh, very good.
Now
we're set.
We're all set there.
Now I believe. Hold on. Oh, no, never mind. We had it. We had one woman. Now the women can get through.
The fact is, it's like it's almost like when you have a party. You know, you might want to invite some more people to the party.
No, this is it. No more hands now calling up saying.
No, not on the air, but, perhaps.
But they're calling Joe. Just put it on the screen. It's not fair. I just got out of my job. It's not fair. I just got out of my job. Oh, come on. Please. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it for 3 days.
That's right.
We've got our women. Let's play the game.
I am really, the two that we got on the phone today, I am really looking forward to meeting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be the best ever.
It'll be fun.
What if she ends up looking like the lady in the Calgon commercial?
We need more Calgon!
Ancient Chinese secret.
Or that lady that we saw on the streets of Chinatown in New York.
Oh, yeah.
She's like Margaret Cho.
That's what I was going to say. It's Margaret Cho's birthday today.
I think your odds are overwhelming. Yeah. I think your odds are very, very sound with Sarah. Mm-hmm. I truly do. I'm very interested in the way Sarah speaks. Because initially I thought it was maybe like, Marty Matlin.
I don't do too.
I'm very uptight about the thing happening, but no, this is going to be a good one.
All right, there you go. Your field is full.
Oh, boy.
10 beautiful fillies.
And I only wish that with every contestant you'd had an opportunity to say, clean yourself up. The MILFs are definitely intrigued with that. You know, that was the one woman said, should I wax before? And then the other one saying, I'll clean myself up nice for you.
Yeah, yeah.
They seem like they're already trying harder.
Ladies, I'm not saying you have to do the all-out shower or bath, but at least take a washcloth.
No, I require a full shower. We have played strip trivia in the past when women have not necessarily tidied up.
Yeah, remember, Sid?
All you really need is... like I said, the washcloth, it's like this. It's hands, face, then front, then back, and then you're clean.
How about feet?
Sure.
If you got time, sure, Mike.
There's time.
We'll do a preliminary sniff test, and that'll determine who comes in the air studio and who goes into Buzz's studio.
Right. Did you? Who remembered El Cid?
I did.
You?
Yeah, how can you forget?
Right.
That had to be... was that the first time we did strip trivia?
It was way up front.
Like 15 years ago?
And she was not shy. Let me take this
opportunity to say, hi, Lenora.
That was the first time.
Right. She played. She played the game, and she was a staff member.
Yes, she was.
We had, when we first started doing this bid 15 years ago, just like now, it was hard to find people to play. So we started with a wonderful lady that worked at the radio station. And she was nice enough to come in and be the guinea pig, answer trivia questions, take off your clothes.
With a few other people off the street.
Uh-huh. But I believe she was...
the first time it was her and Earl.
Right, she was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was just her.
She was the first woman to do it. Right. I was trying to think.
You're right. You're right.
Her and another chick, or was it her and Earl Merton? And when she took her panties off, I swear to God, it was like someone opened up Davy Jones' locker.
But it was a combination. It wasn't just coming from that area.
It was.
I was over there. It was something with the feet.
It was feet first.
But yeah, and then there was a little something else.
The shoes came off first, and that was stinky.
That's when we really noticed it.
But then the after was.
It's a very disturbing moment. We kept our composure, though. I was very proud of that broadcast. We really did keep our composure. It was frightening.
She needed to clean.
She did indeed. So you're saying the Elvis shower will suffice for tomorrow's strip trivia. But I like the whole
Mike, you know that
painted up thing.
All of these MILFs are going to be in their Calgon bath oil beads tonight.
I think this room is going to smell wonderful
making
tomorrow.
Themselves look as wonderful for their big daddies as they can.
It's about time.
Now, we've played we've played a lot of different incarnations of strip trivia. We did play the fat version of strip trivia there, and there was nothing those women could do. There's nothing they really could do. But I do remember, I think we did that in the warmer weather. We did that in the summertime.
Smart.
Yeah.
And I remember the studio that day.
There
was not enough orange spray concentrate.
All right, well, all of our work is done here.
Yes.
All we can do now is look forward to the very first night of Hanukkah. And as you know, we're goys.
We are. We are the ultimate goys.
We always have to have Hanukkah explained to us. We always like taking the dreidel and turning it into a gambling game.
Yes, we do. We like to say Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. Mm-hmm. Like Pee Wee Herman did.
I know. I was just trying to think of besides Michael Hoffman.
Alan Goodman.
How long would that list be?
Matt the Intern.
Alan Linewand.
Goldie. Matt's mom.
The list is huge.
See?
Obviously.
The list is huge.
Obviously, the list is huge.
Oh, that's right. Gray.
What?
Cameron Gray,
who incidentally got it on with the lady that dropped her pants. Hey, he wasn't married back then.
He absolutely wasn't. Is he married now?
He sure is.
Did he marry a nice Jewish girl?
I don't know, but Cameron, when your wife asks you about that thing with the lady that had the stinky, you just tell her I'm making it up.
Yeah, that's a total fabrication.
Never you happened. Just tell her I'm making it up.
Lies, lies, and more lies. Man, oh man, the memories start to flood back, don't they? They truly do.
The story was.
Yeah, the story was a little parking lot encounter.
Everybody was like, my God, do you believe the odor, the feminine odor? I was like, you know who's been there.
Right. And because apparently, the story, the way I heard it, and this is just probably somebody telling a lie. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Locker room talk.
That's right. The reason everybody knew is because it was it transpired in the parking lot, the underground parking garage of the radio station.
The airbags are going to inflate.
I mean, really, just I guess a bunch of employees heading back home on a regular work night.
And this is before the advent of the world we live now, where there's eye in the sky.
Yes.
Cameras everywhere.
If we had the eye in the sky back then, we could have taken the tape and enjoyed it for years to come.
This is just the good old days when people would just be stringing it on a Friday night and see a couple of employees boning out in the parking lot.
Yeah, and that was WJFK. That's back in the days of WAVA. If we go back to WAVA, we could go on for 3 hours.
Well, forget it. There were orgies there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Constantly. I mean, just horrible things going on.
Sex shows,
people throwing up in Jeeps.
Those were the days.
Just amazing. Amazing. And I'm talking about women. Maybe women right after having sex throwing up in Jeeps. Lots of good times. Sunnier days.
Do you know that Mike had to take a Jeep to a 24-hour car wash?
I was about as angry as I have ever been at this individual. It was very frustrating.
Anyway, Mike was giving a woman a ride in his car, and she threw up in his car, Jeep.
No, wrong.
No.
You are
tell
wrong.
You tell it.
Another employee.
Was it Rusty?
That I had given a ride to the party, I believe. A gentleman that used to get into a lot of fights with me.
Dennis Reese.
Yes, had actually... gone out to the car. I don't know why.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
Why they were out there, but the fact is, during that moment in time, he came back in, doubled over laughing, saying that she just threw up on the inside of my Jeep.
Mm.
Hold on.
And leaving me to deal with it. That was it.
Nice.
It was a real treat for me.
Now I remember, because I remember you were so mad.
There was no door open. There was no, in Jeeps, you have to unzip the windows on those kind of Jeeps.
And Mike had to go to one of the self-service car washes at like midnight.
Horrible.
wash out the
puke. Thank God it was a Jeep. Thank God it wasn't rich Corinthian leather.
I'm gonna hose it out.
Or fancy carpeting on the inside of the car.
Mm-hmm. I always wondered, Mike, what were two strangers doing in your car?
I have no idea.
That's odd, right?
Yeah, very odd.
That's odd, right?
Very odd. Very strange.
And she threw up all over the... Now,
but, you know, back in those days, you also didn't ask a lot of questions about stuff.
Right.
You know, if people wanted to duck out and go to the car for whatever reason, it just sort of happened. Yeah, you know, live and let live.
Could have been old D-R-U-G-S's.
Yeah, you never know.
It didn't have to be S-E-X's.
Could have been anything.
Could have been,
been just for a chat.
Sure.
Could have been H-A-N-D-I.
You never know.
Anyways, never good when it ends with P-U-K-E.
Oh, I was mad.
Yeah, sure.
I was so pissed.
Of course.
I really was, because it was really, there was no remorse, none, on this gentleman's part.
You got to refresh my memory. This was almost 20 years ago.
Right.
But I remember
it was at a little, it was like a, it was one of our little shindigs we were having.
Wherever,
you know, we used to have them all the time.
Wherever I was, I do remember him coming in.
You were there.
Pointing at,
he's pointing at me. And he was, yeah. And he was laughing so hard that it could. I said, "What is it? What is it?"
Yeah.
Couldn't speak.
I said, "What is it? She puked in your car." And I, you know, I somehow had said, "Yeah, go, you know, go out." He didn't have a car, and I said, "Yeah, go out there, have fun," or something. Or maybe he was going to give a ride home. I think that might have been it.
That's the same fellow who a couple years later at a party just turned to Mike and said, "Hey, Mike." Boom!
Got me on the left jaw.
I mean,
still have the knot.
This guy did not give Mike a love tap. He
right.
just turned him on. Not hit, just...
We used to hit each other at parties. That was what we did. We would sneak up on each other, and he got me this time with a foot plant, and he got me with a right cross.
It was turn around, Mike. Boom!
And remember Alan Goodman holding me back?
Between the two of you guys.
All I wanted to do was get my revenge, and he hit me in the jaw. And he was laughing then, just like he laughed when the girl puked in my car.
But God showed mercy on him, Mike.
Yes.
Because you might remember that very same night, or maybe it was another night with his cat, when he was drunk, and he had his shoes and socks off.
Right.
And he was walking in...
walking down at the Washington Harbor near Tony and Joe's.
And it was
he was walking across the fountain, and we got a pool together to see how much money we could get to have him take all his clothes off in his underwear, his lime green boxer shorts, and walk across the fountain. And as he started to make his way halfway across the fountain, that's when one of the employees came up, or a security guard, and said, "Those lines are electric." He could electrocute himself, and that made it, you know, you might think that employees would show concern at that point. No, it made us laugh a little harder because we were saying, man, now there's a chance he might fry himself. And, hey, would that have been a way to go? What a way to go that would have been.
Oh, my God.
Drunk in your underwear in a fountain in Washington Harbor.
And this is also the same guy that got hair plugs.
Oh, yeah.
Before they perfected the science, not that they've perfected it,
yeah.
But when he came in to work.
Weeks and weeks and weeks of these treatments.
He took off his turban, and I swear to God, it looked like Barbie hair. You know when you pull up on a Barbie doll?
Exactly.
Except it was like 8,000 little tiny Barbie doll heads.
And I said to him, "Where did you get that hair, Dennis? Where did?" And he lifted up the back of his head, like where they had bored holes into the neck hair.
Right.
Like right at the hairline. And what they were doing is they're taking the grass that was growing well and boring this bloody hole in the back of his head.
Resodding.
And resodding it on the top of his head. Oh, and it really took.
And how about...
It really took well. It didn't take at all.
How about when he had his son?
Oh, yeah.
And he was so thrilled. This guy's a good friend of ours. He was. Came in to our morning show. Telling us his son was named, and we couldn't get over the name, Vincent.
Vincent.
He was just
the greatest.
It just
he'd be a grown up. He'd be a grown man now, probably.
It didn't fit with this guy's whole persona. And as he would come into the show, as his baby son began to grow, one day he came in and said,
"He said the F word today.
Very proud.
Where does he hear it?"
Yeah, no, he said, "My son said the F word. I can't believe it. Where does he hear that as?"
That was it. That's you remember funny. It better than
oh
I do.
Oh, my God. I remember everything about that monkey. That orangutan. I remember
Dennis
everything
Reese
about him.
Describes him
including
well.
When he hit me. Safe home, Dennis. Hope you're still listening. Give us a holler sometime.
All right. Well.
On the phone.
Hanukkah.
What
Mike.
Happened to Hanukkah?
Let's spin the dreidel. We'll get to Michael Hoffman. Yeah. We come right back. Thank you, all the ladies. Tomorrow is the MILF Strip Trivia. And tonight starts Hanukkah.
Yes.
And it's the crazy nights. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
What not?
Shut up!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cue the dreidel. Try this again, Dennis.
If you're an amateur singer, you might want to listen to the breathing technique, because every good singer, that's the first rule of singing correctly. You use the proper breathing.
And never sing out of your range.
Not at all.
No. Here we go.
Come on now.
I have a middle gleagle, I'm lazy out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, gleagle, I shall play. Oh, gleagle, 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 I'm lazy out of clay. And when it's dry and ready,
no, he's not retarded.
Oh, gleagle, I shall play.
The Don and Mike Show. Candyman.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Perfect. There we go.
What kind of candy you want?
Let's bring in Michael Hoffman. Come here, Michael.
Yeah.
It's time to talk about Hanukkah. Hanukkah, as Michael likes to say.
You know, he teaches us every year. We forget during the rest of the year, and then he teaches us all over again. That's the way that works. Hi, Michael.
We are the official goys for our good friend, Michael Hoffman. Yeah. Happy Hanukkah, Michael.
Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Do I remind you of Sammy Davis Jr.? Is that why you played
well,
that?
Well, I was looking for a famous Jew.
Oh, I see.
And you always bring candy and treats, so it was kind of a tie. It was either that or I'd have to play the Borat tape.
Michael, you have to be.
And you did that before.
No, yeah. But not this Borat tape.
Although Kazakhstan, a glorious country, it have a problem, too. Economic, social, and Jew.
Not quite the lead-in for Hanukkah.
Sacha perfect. Baron it's Cohen. Perfect.
And before we talk, first, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. It's the second day now in the East.
Oh, correct.
Okay, so
it's after sunset.
Have we already lit the candle for the...
Well, many people have in the Eastern times.
Very good. All right.
And true or not that you have taken your limited fame from our show. How many years have you been coming on our show now for Hanukkah?
I think sometimes you're on vacation during Hanukkah, mm-hmm. but I probably have been on 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, I'd say over the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. You've turned this into a gig on XM, haven't you?
That's right.
Cool.
It was very exciting yesterday at the National Menorah Lighting. I was one of the co-anchors for the broadcast.
Now I saw
on the ellipse.
It was the Attorney General that was...
Yeah, Michael Mukasey.
He was lighting the National Menorah.
Yes, and might I say he's one of us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You might? Oh, I thought he had like an Irish-sounding name.
Why else do you think he would
Orthodox
be...
Jewish guy.
Orthodox Jew.
Orthodox Jew. Right.
Why would he be lighting the menorah?
I just thought that was the guy that they had available for that. And was he up there with a couple of rabbis? Is that what he was doing? Because one of those rabbis had some killer eyebrows.
Yes.
I don't know
a long beard and side curls. Exactly. Payas, all of that. Yeah. That's how it works.
Right. I know that XM has a Hanukkah channel.
XM 108.
Right. XM 108. Are you still on that channel now?
Yeah, I am the voice of Radio Hanukkah, XM 108.
You're cool. Kidding.
No.
That is cool.
Oh, good for you.
And I owe it all to the Don and Mike Show.
So how much do you spend the year getting ready for this, or are you on there on a regular, is it just during the holiday time that you're on?
No, it's just during the holiday time.
Oh, good for you.
They have you come in, record, it's voice tracking pretty much.
Awesome.
But I actually did Jewish radio, and I still do. I produce the show. I was on the air for 25 years on a local Jewish radio program.
Wow. So you know everything there is to know about Hanukkah, and you've been trying to teach us for years.
I know a few things.
You do? All right, very good.
I know that there are 8 crazy nights.
Yes, there are. Thank you, Adam.
And that there, you light a candle every single day.
Yeah. Well, you light more than one. Start with one.
Yeah,
you light a
new candle for every single day.
And you put the candles in right to left, and you light the newest one first, so you light them left to right.
And because I love everything that's material, you get a different present every single day.
Well, that's not how I do it. If you may remember, I would give my kids...
Oh, that's right, but you were a bad dad. You would like
the Hanukkah gelt. I would give, but I doubled it. I doubled it each night.
Yeah, but didn't you start out like so cheap? Like, here's $1 that it would be $2.
Well, no. Now for my daughter, mm-hmm. I start out 25 cents the first night. Mm-hmm. But Rob should be able to tell you what it works out to be at the end of 8 nights.
All right, Rob, quick.
All right, $25, $50, $1, $2.
No fair doing it on your hands. You should be able to do that in your head.
$32.
No. You add it each night, so it comes out to $63.75.
$63.75.
But who's counting?
I know the story of Hanukkah.
I would never give them $64.
I know, I know the story of Hanukkah.
Yes.
Yeah, the story is there's this guy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have enough oil.
Yeah.
And so he only has enough oil for one night.
Yeah.
And it ends up, it's a miracle because it lasts for 8 nights.
Sort of.
How did I do?
Very close. I'd say a C minus.
C minus. Boy, I punted that one.
Well, no, see, I'm in 30 seconds or less.
All right.
30 seconds or less.
All right.
Starts out, the Greeks are persecuting the Jews. They won't let them do any Jewish stuff. Yeah, there we go. Then
they do the same thing to Irish bar.
Then the Jews revolt. That was the Maccabees revolting against the far superior Greek forces.
Okay.
Jews win. Go to the Holy Temple in Jerusalem.
And does Harry Carey say that to Jews win?
Jews win. Well, I don't think Harry Carey's saying too much anymore.
I don't think so. No.
And so there's only one bottle of
or
oil, would
it be like
pure
the Yankees
oil.
Guy, Mike.
Jews win. Jews win.
The guy said that. Yeah, Yankees win.
Yankees win.
I don't think John Sterling has to worry. and so the one pure vial of oil still left. Every other vial had been desecrated. One pure vial of oil, small vial, only enough to last one night.
Right.
Put it in the menorah, last 8 night, and it took the sages, the rabbis, actually a year to decide whether it was really a miracle or not. They decided, and so now we have 8 crazy nights.
Now, we've asked you before, but this holiday, I mean, Hanukkah is a big holiday, but it's not the biggest holiday on the Jewish calendar.
It's not a biblical holiday like Passover. Or Rosh Hashanah or something like that.
Right. Here's another goy question. Why does Hanukkah float every year? Why some years is Hanukkah after Christmas, some years it seems incredibly early this year?
I resent that. Hanukkah is always the 25th of Kislev. It's Christmas that moves around.
Oh, okay. Be that way.
No, always the 25th. See, we go on a lunar calendar.
Did you
say
Kislev?
Kislev.
Kislev is the calendar?
Is the Jewish month. This is the Jewish month of Kislev.
Kislev.
Hanukkah actually spans two Jewish months, the end of Kislev and the beginning of Teves.
Teves.
Right.
So that's Kislev is like December and Teves is January.
Sort of. That's how January
sort works. Sort of like
do you celebrate Maytalica?
Metallica, only when I listen.
For October.
But listen, first, before I forget, I must give a lot of thanks to my office for letting me come here.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
It's not the old people anymore.
No? Oh, you don't work the Jewish
old
people?
No, I work for Israel Bonds. If people want to invest in Israel, they can buy an Israel bond.
Oh, I thought you were a bail bondsman.
No, not a bail bondsman.
So somebody is Jewish from Israel, and they get into trouble, they can come to you.
No, all right. We support construction projects, things like that.
You're not going to believe this. I got pulled over. They said I blew a 0.9. Michael, I need to be bailed out.
You've got to get down here right now.
Well, those kinds of... So, the number, did I mention the number?
No.
Not yet.
1-800-795-6575. Israel Bonds, Bethesda. To Maryland, so and all around the country.
So you're in the investment business now.
Yes.
Cool.
I sell Israel bonds.
All right.
Want you, as a matter of fact, to give me all that money you haven't given other women, shall we say, Mike.
Right.
And put it into Israel bonds.
Israel bonds.
Israel bonds.
We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, sure we will.
Very
I'm
good.
Sure that Mike would want to know, is it a good, solid investment?
Of course it is. Very highly rated.
Well, I know it's a very successful country. It's a tough country.
Yeah,
because
you know
they're always right. getting grief from every border, and
they're a very successful country. Well, yeah, anyway, so is Germany.
so is
Korea.
I understand.
In their own way.
But I mean, right now, I mean, I've actually invested in Israeli companies before.
Have they done well?
No.
There you go. Perfect. Well, listen. Enough of this. I did bring a few things. Now, first of all. The things for you, Don, and you, Mike.
Yes.
I ordered them 2 weeks ago. They have not come. But.
Oh,
that's like my sister's present.
No, I have pictures.
Mike and I do not accept this. This is what we call the Kathy O'Mara treatment.
No. I want you to tell me. Now, they're T-shirts for each of you. Tell me what this one is, Don.
Look at the
design. If you can read Hebrew.
What does that say?
And Mike, there's yours. See if you can read Hebrew.
I do see the Packers logo, but I got to be honest. On top, it looks like, you know, letters that
it looks like Hebrew.
Letters that look like drawings.
It's Green Bay Packers in Hebrew.
That's cool.
That is cool.
And you, Mike, have Boston Red Sox.
Oh, Boston Red Sox in Hebrew.
So how many letters is that, Michael? Is that one, two? I mean, how do you get Green Bay Packers into one, two, three,
well, I can't
four?
See it, so here, pass it over here. Let's see.
How would you pronounce it? How would you say the Green Bay Packers in Hebrew?
It doesn't say green. It just says Packers. So there's a pay, an aleph, a kuf, a resh, and a samach.
There you go.
Packers.
Thank you. Well, that is wonderful.
Packers.
And how would
and the
you
Red
say?
Sox, well, that's just a base, a vav, a samach, a tes, a vav, and a nun, Boston. But on the bottom, you also have Red Sox, resh, dalet, and then samach, vav, kuf, samach.
Go, ramas, kuf, suf, samach.
All right. Now, I do have things for others. Other
okay.
people.
All right. For instance, others. All right.
Well, for gifts. Buzz. I mean, uh-huh. we have Buzz. Buzz, yes. a nice bottle of kosher wine for you.
All right.
From Australia.
Well, thank you so much.
From Australia.
That now, is now, so nice.
Not that you like drinking, Buzz.
You right. know, I'm not one to bring up stereotypes on this show. That's the last thing I'd want to do.
Of
That's
course.
Not that sweet wine like
no,
Manischewitz,
no, 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 no.
Okay.
I was thinking about that.
Manischewitz.
Manischewitz.
That's nice. Thank you.
All right. So that, now, this, I know Joe is in the other room. But I'll let Mike read what kind of beer I bought Joe.
He bought him a six-pack of Hebrew.
That rock.
Hebrew.
Joe, you got the best gift. A six-pack of Hebrew, the chosen beer.
And what does it say on the bottom?
A rich and robust dark brown ale, Messiah Bold.
That is fantastic.
L'chaim to life, Hebrew, the chosen beer. That is wow. awesome.
Cool.
Okay, and now
I love that.
I wouldn't want to leave Rob out.
Of okay. course, I love your gifts for Rob every year.
Rob has books this year. Now, Rob, I believe in just a couple of weeks is perhaps undergoing some surgery.
He's having his vasectomy. You know it.
The procedure, as he likes to call it.
Thank you.
These are not Jewish books, but I thought they would be very useful to Rob.
Wow! How about that?
Let me just tell you the
what are they?
First name is Dick. Uh-huh. As if a fellow's name,
right? Right? Yeah.
And the second word is talking. It's like talking clock, but take the word L out of it.
I was very concerned that Rob did not have enough information.
Wow.
You got these on Amazon. There's a book called Talking Clock without the L on Amazon.com.
On Amazon.com.
Wow. Boy,
everything you need to know about your plumbing, Rob.
How terribly thoughtful.
Now, Rob, us Jewish guys,
yes.
us Orthodox Jewish guys,
right.
we don't do those things.
Well, I'm not Orthodox.
That's... You conservative?
So it's part of your faith not to have any procedure done down there.
Right.
Yeah,
what's,
you know,
what's there is there.
And I agree with that.
What if I had the urologist just leave 12.5%?
You could get an eighth of the sperm through, I guess. Oh, and hold it. I brought not the big donuts, but I did bring jelly donuts.
Oh
very nice.
The small ones.
Right.
The minis.
Like
the minis.
Always like that. I know you can appreciate this, Michael. We do want to talk about Hanukkah, and we'd like to learn more. We have to play a commercial right now.
A commercial? What's a commercial?
A commercial
is it a Jew selling something?
These are good donuts.
You could teach us the story of, you know how you do that thing every year? Did you already do that? Did you already tell the
story? I did that briefly. I can do it in more detail, but I...
You already did that.
He's a pro.
No, but I actually, when we come back, if I may say that, after we go to break, I actually have something very special for both of you from an audio point of view.
Really?
Oh, mind it. So it's an audio daily double.
Yes,
it is. I would say that Mr. Hoffman has just given us a tease.
All right. Well, then why don't we...
That's a tease for the next segment.
Why do we go to break right now?
That's a very good idea. And I'll enjoy these Hanukkah jelly donuts in the miniature variety. They are still very fresh.
What is the Yiddish word for the donut? I forget.
I don't know the Yiddish word for donut.
From the jelly donut,
the traditional one is savkaniyot.
Okay.
Savkaniyot.
No, the traditional word is tasty.
Tasty already. Do you know how to say I have diarrhea in Japanese?
No, but I'd really like to learn.
Well, we got to do a break. If we do that, we'll really go down the road of no commercials.
That's right. two teases. Two teases.
Yeah. Hold on. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was funny.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Although Kazakhstan a glorious country, it have a problem too. Economic, social, and Jew. This why Ministry of Information have decided to send me to USA, greatest country in the world.
The Don and Mike Show.
As request by Michael Hoffman.
Yes.
You know, Don and Mike Show.
I stump you with this one. You ever heard the Ramones do Baby, I Love You? You know, my audition.
Definitely did not.
Here you go. Have I ever told you? I was talking about music with Michael Hoffman. We're talking about finding a famous Jewish artist to come back with.
Right.
And he threw out, how about the Ramones?
Oh, no.
Right on. You never heard this, baby?
No, I'm used to the punk. The punk Ramones.
This is the punk Ramones.
Oh, I know, but not in a punk song.
This doesn't sound anything like a Ramones song. This is a deep cut.
Yeah, this is maybe the greatest rock song ever by the Ronettes.
And listen, I just want to remind you of something.
My baby.
About Borat?
Yes.
Just remember, Columbus was Jewish also. Who discovered America, huh?
That's
who?
Right.
Columbus, a Jewish guy.
Thank you very much.
Right. All right, there you go. There's the Rockin' Ramones.
The Ramones.
It is Hanukkah, and you have some sort of an audio daily double for us?
Yes, an audio daily double. First, you have lots of friends in the broadcasting industry.
No, we don't.
Well, Mike does. Rob
no,
does.
No, I don't
no,
either.
No.
They're
but
all
you
gone
have,
also.
You have Most one.
Does. Oh, we do one.
Yes.
Okay.
And his name is Dude, right?
Dude
oh,
Walker.
Yeah.
Dude Walker. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
And in honor of the occasion, and you know, Hanukkah, we're on the second day in the East Coast right now. It's still first day in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you have another 6 or 7 days to go, depending on how things go.
Right.
Well, Dude has recorded some things that you might want to try.
Well, I didn't know that.
I know you didn't. This is a surprise.
Wow. This is made by you.
Well, I gave him the copy.
Okay, well, that's what I mean. It's a Michael Hoffman production.
It's a bumper.
Michael Hoffman always comes to play.
Yep.
All right, let's see what he gave us.
While wearing their gotkas, they eat their latkes. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
You are now, one for one.
Well, hold it. Now, do you know what gotkas are?
I don't care. It sounds funny.
Gotkas?
Yes.
Underwear.
Underwear. Very good. That is great.
Is there another one?
Oh, sure.
Okay, here we go.
Mike lights the menorah. Don dances the horror. Happy Hanukkah. The Don and Mike Show.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful.
And dude was so nice about doing this.
We will put these into our rotation for the next 8 days.
Well, but wait. There's more.
There's more.
They love the Jews, but at dreidel they lose. Happy Hanukkah. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Oh, these are fantastic.
And then this next one. This next one, I felt a little bit jealous of that other holiday.
Okay.
Okay.
Happy Chanukah. The Don and Mike
Show. Well, that was the one that he did. Dude decided to do that.
Right.
Is one more.
This is the last
where I was jealous of that other holiday.
Here we go.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah. The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. We should have thought of that.
Yeah, that is fantastic. You're great, Michael.
What?
You want to hear that one again?
Yeah.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah, the Don and Mike Show.
As opposed to Merry F***ing Christmas.
Oh, that is beautiful.
That's
so
great.
What is the Hanukkah message that you would like to get across?
There's one more great cut you need.
Oh,
really? One more?
Yeah. All right.
Well, hold it. Let me set this up.
Okay.
This is not Dude Walker coming up. Now, you actually mentioned earlier in the show some of the Jews you have known throughout the years. Mm-hmm. Who would you say is, well, how can I put this delicately? Your favorite Jew?
Alan Goodman.
Alan Goodman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, here he comes.
Are you kidding?
Try it.
This would be a great gift for us on Hanukkah.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That's done recently?
Recently. He
oh
did
my
it.
God.
He was
oh
very excited.
God.
You know where he is? He's in, I believe it's Columbus.
Still in Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio, running radio station.
He found a home in
May
Columbus.
I hear that again. My God, Alan Goodman is the greatest radio executive Mike and I ever worked with.
Absolutely. P.T. Barnum, he knew how to put on a show.
Going back to the Wave of Morning Zoo.
I mean, there is no doubt we would not be here today if not for this.
Absolutely.
This crazy twin.
And he is crazy.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
That is Alan Goodman.
I want to tell you, Mike, that is really a great gift for us.
Oh, I thought
that's terrific.
And I spoke to Alan, And he actually answered a question I had been wondering about for many, many years.
Ooh. What was the question?
Well, remember when you were on WAVA?
Yeah. Right.
And remember when you got suspended?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you got suspended, you got suspended a number of times, I guess. But you got suspended, I believe, for talking trash about some of the other station employees.
Right.
Some of the other shows, some of the other DJs.
Right.
Yeah. Right, right.
Right.
So I always wondered about that. You know, you got suspended and it, you know, got a lot of publicity. Well, according to Alan, he did suspend you for cause. And there was a length to the suspension. Mm-hmm. But when everybody found out that suspension got so much publicity and everybody wanted you back on and there was a campaign and people were very upset and all that.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, all of you lengthened the suspension to make more publicity out of it. Yeah. So you got coverage in all the media in Washington.
That's right.
Here's what
I never knew that.
He would come in sometimes and say, okay, I'm getting a little heat about something yesterday. Who wants to go to Atlantic City? And seriously, he would take us in the car,
right.
and he would announce to the staff that he's apologized for whatever we had done, and he was really going to read us the riot act. And we'd get
in a limo and we go down to Atlantic City. We did like three or four trips to Atlantic City with Alan Goodman, and nobody knew how to play roulette better than Alan Goodman.
Well, you're right. He is very special to us, and thank you. That is a great Hanukkah present that we will really treasure.
All right, so I know we're short of time. You can do Dreidel and Latke Larry tomorrow. By the way, if there should be a tie in strip trivia tomorrow, you can always use the Dreidel. Are you running out of time? You can always use the Dreidel to break the tie.
We'll use, and you gave us this incredible, this is a fancy
It's a beautiful Dreidel, right. This and is, I gave you the directions for the game.
And I got them right here.
Very nice. And listen, just one last message.
Yes, sir.
To all you Jews out there, look, it's Hanukkah. You light the menorah at night when it's dark. Help light up the darkness. Be proud of your Jewishness. Light the menorah. Put it in a window so people can see it.
Yeah.
And if, again, you're an interfaith family, put that menorah really, really close to the Christmas tree.
No, no.
Yes, Michael Hoffman once again, burning Christmas trees.
A message of love.
What a great guy you are. Happy, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Thank you very much,
guys. Thank you, Michael.
And I'm blown away by that Alan Goodman thing.
Good job.
Enjoy.
I am blown away by that.
What a guy. I thought maybe that was from a previous show that we had done, and it was actually recent Alan Goodman.
There is one. There really is only one answer when you ask Michael. Who's your favorite Jew of all time?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
He was the greatest.
Alan Goodman.
So will this replace Dennis Murphy, at least for some of the rotation?
Oh, you bet it will.
Dennis is out of here.
Sorry, Dennis. Bye.
Thank you, Michael.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
And to you. Michael Hoffman, Mr. Hanukkah, every year comes by. We do appreciate that. And Alan Goodman.
You want to hear Big Al one more time?
I sure do.
I mean, you got our long-time listeners know.
And we've only seen Alan over the years a couple of times, so this is special.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry, I'm not with you. Take care.
I tell you what. It's Goofy Alan, then it's like unprepared Alan, then it's business Alan at the very end.
I miss him.
Yeah,
Jesus
I do too.
Christ.
He's something special.
Did that guy get radio? Did that guy get what radio was all about?
Oh, he was so much fun. He really was.
Alan Goodman.
That's right.
Bye, Michael. Bye.
But, of course, at the end of his run, we ended up being mean to him, too. As we always did, because he's a general manager, and that's just the way it works.
He forgave us.
He did. He completely forgave us.
He forgave us.
It was good to see him. I don't know where we bumped into him last. Might have been a Super Bowl or something like that.
You weren't mean to him on the last show. You made a whole show about him. You had him parade in an open-top car.
Alan Goodman.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, that's down to memory lane. Hey, you know what it's time for?
Being careful? It's very important to me.
That's right.
Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
That leads into...
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi.
That leads into...
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That leads right to our man... Ringo. Yeah, baby.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Ringo. JR.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Johnny.
It's time for Buzz.
Ringo.
Ringo.
Some news, huh?
Mm-hmm. Here's the latest news.
No eating.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning
actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us. The Don and
Mike Show. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
While wearing their gotkas, they eat their latkes. Happy Hanukkah. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, remember, everybody, tomorrow it's the all-female, all-star MILF version, the Hannah Montana $1,000 strip trivia.
Wow.
First time we've ever had strip trivia with all women, no guys, no sausages, and all hot.
It's going to be delightful. We are looking forward to it. And as you said before, the winner gets the Hannah Montana tickets and $1,000.
You'll have 9 MILFs in here, 10 MILFs tomorrow. 9 of them will be totally naked.
Yeah.
Before your ears, before we're done.
Right.
And we just got an email picture of Sarah.
Sarah, the Asian hottie, who will be Sarah, very well endowed.
Yes. Yeah,
very well endowed.
She breaks a stereotype.
She does indeed.
Interesting.
She sure do.
And she's wearing a little thong in that also.
Oh, that'll be a good show tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Buzz?
Yes.
You are brought to us tonight by Mervis Diamond Importers and eDiamonds.com.
Excellent.
Find little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamond.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Mm-hmm. And now here is Buzzy with the news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I had such a nice newscast planned for everybody this evening, and then this had to happen today, so let's just get past it as soon as possible.
What is it?
A gunman went on a rampage in Nebraska's biggest shopping mall this afternoon, killing 8 people before fatally wounding himself. 5 other people were wounded in the shooting spree. Shooter was a 19-year-old man who left a suicide note found by police. The station, a TV station there, says the note was claiming that the man wanted to go out in style.
Everybody want to start that discussion we had the other day about Sean Taylor and guns again?
Guns. Yeah. Wow.
In the meantime, police have surrounded and captured another man outside that same mall who was hiding under a bus bench. His connection to the shooting spree is unclear. President Bush was in Omaha earlier today, but had left the city several hours earlier.
Wow.
That's that.
We're heard somewhere near there, right? Aren't we now?
Lincoln, I think.
Lincoln, uh-huh. Nebraska. Yeah. Right. Within range, certainly. Now, happier stuff.
Well, we don't have anything to add to the situation except we are on there.
Yeah, that's right. Terrible.
It is horrible. It is indeed. So, happier stuff now. Let's say you're a TV network facing a programming shortage because of a writer's strike that doesn't seem to be ending. And let's say your company also owns a cable channel with a show like Dexter that's beating your network in the ratings.
Are you talking about the Showtime show, Dexter, which is owned by what network?
By CBS.
By CBS.
It's on Showtime. Right. It's a fantastic show.
Here's what you do. You edit the show and you put it on your broadcast network. With Showtime's Dexter, that'll mostly consist of removing scenes with flying blood. Dexter is about a CSI-type guy who, in his spare time, brutally murders people we could do without.
And there's a lot of quality nudity also.
Truly evil, dangerous people. I didn't think there was a lot of nudity, but a little.
Either way, that won't make CBS.
Yeah, it won't make it onto the network. But there's that British chick that he's banging, and she showed it a lot.
Yes, she did a little. Mm-hmm. Critics and viewers love the show. And CBS needs primetime programming for people who can't live on reality shows alone. So Dexter, edited for regular TV, is being snatched from cable to help a network through the strike. With the writers' talks going nowhere, expect other networks to also rob from cable. Can Weeds be far behind? The answer is no.
You hear all this stuff going on with what the networks are doing, mm-hmm. but nobody's really trying to settle the strike.
No.
It doesn't sound like there's any forward progress on the strike.
The producers would argue that they are trying to settle the strike. They would argue that they've made a great proposal. The writers say that it would be bad all the way around if they accepted a proposal now that they're going to regret later.
So I think what we need is more music programming.
They're not getting anywhere.
Oh, that's Lotka Larry, Mike.
Lotka Larry.
And I have a trivia question for both of you.
All right.
A friend to play with and fun to chew. I've got tales of Maccabees, oi, and plenty of calories. Celebrate our history.
Yeah. It's a doll.
Well, yeah. Yeah. What was the question you had?
Who's singing? It's a famous voice.
Alan Goodman.
Fill your plate.
More famous.
Kurt Cobain.
Finally, I have some serenity now.
Who is it?
It's somebody that we have met. Not really met, but we've been close to. And he's a TV star from one of our favorite TV shows.
Is it Kevin James?
No, but you are incredibly close.
Ooh. Is it, what's his name? Is it Fist?
It's Jerry Stiller.
Fist?
Yeah.
Jerry Stiller?
Lotka Larry featuring the voice of Jerry Stiller.
Wow.
There he is.
That's great.
And it sounds like a young Jerry Stiller, too. Thought you'd enjoy that, Buzz.
I did, very much.
Wasn't that delightful?
It was.
That'll be the last time I play that.
Les Moonves.
Here, you want to play with Latka Larry?
I love Latka Larry.
Yeah, go enjoy Latka Larry. Have fun with that.
Hi, Double L.
Double L, Latka Larry.
Les Moonves at CBS is, in fact, thinking about moving Weeds to CBS as well. That would require some heavy editing. Also, The Tudors, which would require even heavier editing.
You know, this is just watering down the product, and it's just a quick fix, and I hate the idea.
I was reading that NBC, of course, they have a backlog of Law & Order, the original Law & Order.
Right, right.
They're going to throw on. And also the Law & Order that has Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Right.
They've been running that on USA.
Right.
So now they're going to take those off cable and rerun them on NBC.
Yeah. They're just dancing around, and it seems like they're putting all their energy into the wrong stuff.
And what's the reason for watching cable if all of it's going to end up moving to broadcast television anyway? Battlestar Galactica is on the Sci-Fi network. That's owned by NBC. They're talking about moving that to primetime on NBC.
File that one under I Don't Care.
Well, a lot of people feel that way, but a lot of people
Mike,
don't.
I want to tell you something. I know you're going to think it's my Star Trek background that's not a bad show, Battlestar Galactica.
I hear that.
Well, I suppose the people that have enjoyed the Star Trek series, and perhaps even to a lesser extent the Star Wars series, are actually interested in that.
It's a bit more adult-oriented.
Ah.
I've never looked in. Battlestar Galactica. I've tuned in before and have seen humans having sex with aliens.
Now you're talking.
Now I enjoy that.
Coming to a TV near you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do so many credit card companies raise the interest rate when your credit score slips a little, even if you pay on time? Congress is looking into that, calling credit card executives to testify about this shady practice, which is usually done without warning or notice of any kind. The credit card companies claim that when they jack up your interest rate, it motivates you to pay off your debt. But critics say the practice really just drives people more deeply into debt, adding thousands of dollars to their payments. In some cases, the interest triples to 27%. Even the mafia has better rates. The credit card company agrees to charge you a certain rate, and you agree to pay at least the monthly minimum on time. You hold up your end of the deal, they should have to hold up theirs.
All right.
By the way, the president's expected to freeze home mortgage rates tomorrow for 5 years. This could save 1 million families from losing their homes to foreclosure.
Yeah, but will it save the day? That's what I want to know.
Did you get that email from Robert the Mailman?
No.
Oh, my God. It's about how he refinanced his mortgage or something, and he's upside down. And also, he had his car broken into on Thanksgiving, and the trip that he took to New Zealand, he has to pay for, or Thailand.
Thailand. He went to Thailand. That's where he said he wanted to move to. He wanted to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
This is not good at all.
Robert is having some tough times.
Here it is right here, yeah. Get this email?
No, I didn't get it. Maybe I haven't checked it today, so I'm not sure.
It says, "Hello, Dons and Mikes. Heard you want me to dress up as Idi Amin."
He listened to the show yesterday. Yeah.
That'd be very hard because this is one of the few things I got teased about as a kid that really bothered me. Not because of the way him and I look alike, because of the essy things he did to his own people.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's a militant.
Mm-hmm. Updates. Poor cowards broke into my Yukon on Thanksgiving. Got my two headrests with TV in them. Trying to come up with a balance from my New Zealand trip. $12,000 due on Christmas Day.
Wow. Man, that was a hell of a trip.
Sure.
I'm one of those fools with an ARM mortgage. Went up 500% in Denver.
Oh, boy.
In December, it will go up another 800% unless I refinance.
Mm-hmm. That's a good example. Maybe this will help.
Is he angrier, does it sound like? He sounds like he might be defeated.
Every gift begins with K. I got a new ending. There was nothing I can do. Oh, my God. And then it's like pornography. So I S'd his D right there.
So he's writing his dirty talk.
Yeah. And then it's later, fellas. Robert.
Oh, God. Okay. So Robert's got a little bit of a problem going on right now.
I believe so.
It's been a tough winter for him so far.
But all I garner from that is he won't dress like Idi Amin for us.
And we want him to.
Bottom line, that's it. A Billy wants an easy bake oven. That and other holiday surprises when we continue.
Be right back, Billy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And we're back.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah.
Yeah, baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
There's Guy Burnley. Hi, Ringo.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Pop culture expert Robert Thompson of Syracuse University says more boys are asking for cooking-related toys this year.
Every boy needs a toy.
He's a fag.
egg.
Easy Bake Ovens and the like. This guy says it's because...
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Nope.
These kids are fags. Not these... I can't believe it. God damn it, they're fags.
No, not these kids.
Could Your Honor find, as a matter of law, that I am not gay?
Professor Thompson says it's because Kitchen Nightmares, Hell's Kitchen, Top Chef, and Food Network shows like Iron Chef have defeminized the kitchen.
Sure. Betty Crane.
Sure they have.
Even among boys, Thompson says cooking is cool and hot.
I watch cooking shows all the time, and I'm not gay.
Well, you're half a fag.
Yes, I am.
The Hannah Montana Pop Star Card Pack and Elmo's Take-Along Card Game are the latest toys found to contain toxic chemicals, including lead.
Not Hannah Montana!
I'm sorry. 1,200 toys have been tested for lead, arsenic, chromium, and mercury, to name a few. The dangerous toys are listed at HealthyToys.com.
It's too bad. I was going to spend all night sucking on Hannah Montana's head.
And finally,
the doll of Hannah Montana.
Right.
Yes, of course.
The little one I got from my granddaughter.
She'd be too young for anything.
The one where you push the button and it sings, "My whole world," and you put on the little stage and it presses the button and it goes, "My whole world left for nothing."
And you almost sent that toy along without the doll.
Yeah.
Almost.
It was almost sans Hannah.
Finally, condoms make great water balloons. Other than that, you don't want to hear the word condom and prank in the same sentence.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I do all the time.
But a condom prank put a real damper on Saturday night for the new students at Yale University. It was shaping up to be a busy weekend. Bags of condoms appeared last week, taped to the walls of the freshman dorms with a sign encouraging students to take as many as they needed. Then an email went out late Saturday afternoon addressed to the entire freshman class. It warned that many of the free condoms on campus had holes in the tips.
Oh, no.
Turns out the whole thing was a prank.
That's a technical difficulty.
Quoting a freshman female, "I don't think it's an issue you should make light of." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
All right, we gotta fly. Buzz, will you be wearing... You know, I forgot to ask you this today.
Huh?
Will you be wearing your robe and your slippers and your silk PJs for tomorrow's show?
Would you like me to?
I would love you to dress up like half.
I'll make it so.
I'm going to be wearing a parka. I'm covering up more. I don't want to tempt them too much.
Tomorrow it's the big all-star bill. Strip trivia. We will see you then with a new episode. As hard as it is to believe, Rob has gone to a function for his family tonight.
God bless Rob.
What?
I hope he enjoys himself. I really do.
It's some kind of Hitler Youth thing with his kid.
Oh, right.
It's a rally is what it is. Look, no matter what the function says it is, it's a rally.
Yeah, so we'll hear about it tomorrow. He's not here.
Right.
So good day to you, sir.
Have fun at your rally. Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
And Rob?
Peter North. I said it and you're not here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.